Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
Ding, ding, ding.
It's another Thursday, which means we've had another Wednesday of wrestling. I am your host, Trebuchet, alongside the one, the only, Chad Showtime Schultz.
How's it going?
It's going good. Just crammed all this wrestling. And we had a draft.
We sure did.
And
not a superstar shakeup, a draft.
A draft. And we got a lot to talk about here. Yeah, we actually had two drafts. There was an XFL draft as well.
We're not going to talk about that. It's a work.
It's a work.
That's all there is to say.
The fix is in. Okay.
It's a work. All right. As soon as I heard that they assigned quarterbacks, it's a work.
It's over.
That was what I decided. Yeah, it's okay. Pro wrestling's real. XFL's a work.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm staying with it.
All right. Sounds good. So Raw and SmackDown are going to have individual rosters. No more wild card rule. So
unless you're the Fiend.
Oh, is that for real?
I mean, not in so many words, but that's what they're doing. Like, we've got The Fiend versus Seth Rollins.
I think the superstar, or what do we got, Crown Jewel coming up. I think this may be a one-off, and then they're going to put it out
because
it was booked that way.
Apparently, they've already revealed that they're pushing, they're advertising a Seth Rollins Fiend match for a Raw coming up, too, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's whether a dark match or a main event. I'm not sure. I couldn't tell by the picture I saw.
Yeah.
But we'll get into it more as we're going to run down who went where in the draft.
Yeah.
But the Fiend's booking is the thing you're going to hear me bitch about the most, because it makes no sense.
Shocking that you would be bitching about the Fiend after that great, great Hell in a Cell match that we had not too long ago.
Don't talk like that.
So who did we have in the first round here?
All right.
And how does this work, exactly?
Okay, so the way this works is that you were a little confused.
Yeah, well, I smoke weed before I watch pro wrestling.
Every
because
day.
It's better. It's better, trust me.
It sure is.
We're a little stoned right now.
Sure we are.
Like you do.
We should have got that ice cream cake.
We should have got that ice cream cake.
I told you.
Right,
I told
right,
you.
I'm going to take a note right now. We're going to get ice cream cake next week. All right.
He's taking a note. He's writing
ice
down.
Ice cream cake. All right, so we will have that for you guys. You're going to hear us just pounding that sucker down.
Pounding that sucker down. I don't like what I was saying.
It's going to be a pound cake is what I'm saying.
Oh, boy. Anyway.
Yeah, all right.
So the rules for this were each night there was an eligible draft pool.
Yes.
To be in the draft pool, basically the rosters were split in half, and they were just half the roster one night. Half the roster another night.
They started on SmackDown.
Started on SmackDown, next night Raw. It had to do with, like, who was working that night, who was available. And if you were injured, you weren't in the draft pools.
Jinder Mahal was in it.
A couple of the guys who were injured were. Some of them weren't. As a rule, I think if you were injured, you weren't.
But Jinder's coming back, though, so I feel like...
Yeah, I think they were
like,
introducing...
Oh, yeah. Hey, he's here.
I think they were introducing people back that were hurt that way.
Yeah.
I know the Usos weren't in the draft pool.
Oh, I didn't.
They're, sounds like they're not on the outs. I'm sure they're not getting fired. But with one of the Usos keeps getting DUIs.
Yeah,
and I think the mandate is we have nothing for you right now.
That's fair.
Stay home. We don't have anything for you.
No, that's fair. It's not the first time that he's done that.
No, I think
it's like
I think yeah, I think they're giving him some time to stay home and dry out a little bit.
Take an Uber, man.
Yeah. No, it looks pretty bad for them. Jeff Hardy's in a similar situation.
Well,
he's hurt too, but he also keeps getting DUIs.
It's
kind of
bad for the other Uso though that to get handcuffed.
No, doesn't that suck?
Yeah,
like your brother's
strictly a tag team, and your brother keeps fucking up. It's tough to get over, or you got to go to Impact to do it. Ask my heart.
Well, and it's Naomi's at home too. Naomi got someone because it's the one that's married.
So the WWE is pretty much sending a message to them.
Yeah,
it's like, yeah. Guess what? You're not on TV. You fucked up.
Yeah.
It's disciplinary. I understand what they're doing.
Yeah.
I'd be pretty upset. That's terrible publicity.
But, yeah, so the rules are you can draft from Friday, you can draft from this draft pool.
Yep.
on Monday, you'll be able to draft from the other one.
Yep.
For every pick Raw gets, it's three picks from Raw, two from SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
Because 3 hours for Raw, 2 hours from SmackDown.
Uh-huh.
The first match on SmackDown and the first match from Raw were between a SmackDown guy and a Raw guy.
Mm-hmm.
And that would decide who got the first draft pick. Both matches were won by Raw guys.
Uh-huh.
So basically Raw got the first pick both nights.
Okay.
I don't actually know how they would have done it if it would have been SmackDown guys, because it would have been like two picks, then three picks. from a logistics sense, it should always have been a Raw guy going first.
The Bookers probably figured that out.
Yeah, it always makes sense to go Raw, SmackDown, Raw, SmackDown, Raw.
So how many watermelons do I have at the end of the story problem? Like 69, I'm pretty sure. Because Alexa got drafted then traded. All right. Yeah,
anyway. But no, so round one, draft one, was the Raw Women's Champion Becky Lynch to Raw.
The man.
Makes sense? Yeah. Like you, that makes sense.
Yep.
The second pick was Roman Reigns to SmackDown.
Uh-huh. That's the big dog. That also makes sense.
No title there. I believe Becky Lynch was the only world champion eligible that night.
Mm-hmm.
So Roman Reigns is a good first-round draft pick.
Yeah.
For
SmackDown.
Overall number two.
Yeah.
The entire OC picked up by Raw.
That's a good pick.
Overall number three.
Yeah.
So it's the U.S. champion. Yep. And then you got Karl Anderson, Luke Gallows.
Yep.
The Fiend, picked up by SmackDown.
Yep.
And then Drew McIntyre by Raw.
Boo.
Drew McIntyre is a first-round draft pick.
Why?
He's hurt right now.
Yeah.
And so here's the thing. I don't dislike Drew McIntyre like you do. I really don't. I don't dislike him. I think he's got big upside. I'm not as high on him as I was. I think he's underperformed on the main roster. I still think he's got a big upside. I think he's going to be world champion. I don't think he deserves to be number one, round one draft pick.
What has he done? Like, we were looking at his resume when they pulled it up. Like, he's former NXT champion, okay?
Yeah, former he's got...
Intercontinental champion, not recent.
No, not since
years
his,
ago.
Yeah, it's his first run. Back when he was
the chosen one.
Yeah.
Tag team champion recently, but that's about it.
No, I would say that with his current resume... I don't think he deserves to be a first round draft pick.
I don't either.
Him first round is gonna give him something to brag about when he comes back. I think that it's gonna be used as like a storyline tool.
I understand that, but it's still like.
But the, no, that's they the only were reason. Showing, I, like, that's the only reason I can think they're gonna.
They
do
were
it.
Showing guys in war rooms and like they had graphs and like whiteboards and like they really put a lot of thought into this and they came up with Drew McIntyre.
So something I'm gonna point out. Is I noticed that Raw got a lot of guys that they're going to make.
Yes, Heyman is in charge
Raw
of that.
And Paul Heyman
they're going to try to develop some
got
guys.
Some guys that need to be molded yet.
Yes, yes.
We'll see that kind of play out overall. So that was a round one. Mm-hmm. You think Raw or SmackDown got the better deal there?
I'd say SmackDown got more superstar, like main event.
Roman Reigns and The Fiend is what SmackDown got. Becky Lynch, the OC, and Drew McIntyre what Raw got.
Yeah.
You think SmackDown came out further ahead?
They got more star power.
Roman Reigns and The Fiend, I mean, yeah, that's pretty big. I feel like Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson or whatever. AJ Styles with the U.S. title is a big
U.S. title, that's a big
U.S.
deal.
Title, AJ Styles,
and Becky Lynch.
Big deal. Becky Lynch, big deal.
Yeah.
Drew McIntyre, not a big deal.
No.
Roman Reigns, big deal. Fiend, big deal.
Yeah.
Hard to say. I would call that one too close to call.
I'd say SmackDown utilized all their picks, Raw did not.
That's fair. No, better draft picks.
SmackDown
used their draft picks as well as they could.
Yes.
I would say if SmackDown wins that round, since you present it like that, I agree. Round two, Randy Orton to Raw.
Former World Heavyweight Champion, okay.
That's a good second round draft pick, I would say. Raw needs a veteran to work. If they're going to have a bunch of new guys, you need an older guy to work with.
You can put somebody in the ring with Orton and instantly you have a feud. You can make that work.
Yep.
That's fine.
Sasha Banks goes to the SmackDown.
Okay.
Ricochet to Raw.
Okay.
Braun to SmackDown.
That's late. That was for him. That's really late.
No, I would have thought Braun would have been in McIntyre.
Right.
I thought Braun would have been in McIntyre's place.
Especially since McIntyre
Crown
Jewel fight. He's headlining with that boxer.
Yeah, yeah, Tyson Fury. That's going to be an interesting match.
Yeah.
I would have thought Braun would have gone where McIntyre or Orton was.
Mm.
That's where I would have had Braun.
I agree with that.
I'm surprised to see The Fiend, McIntyre, and Orton above Braun. This is just my breakdown of it. But so we got Braun, and then the 10th overall pick, last of the round, Bobby Lashley to Raw.
Okay.
So surprised to see SmackDown get Braun, and I'm surprised Braun went that late. I figured Braun was going
to
go Raw.
Yeah, I did not expect him to go. Yeah, I thought for sure he was staying on Raw.
I could see Lesnar and Braun doing some more work together on SmackDown.
They do good stuff together. People want to see that.
I could see Fox wanting Braun Strowman as well.
Yeah, I could see
him being a good face for their brand.
SmackDown seemed to get all the main event heavy hitters, like
what
the box office guys.
What I keep hearing is Fox wants legitimate. Fox wants a sports-like feel.
Yeah.
You're not going to get any more legitimate-looking than Braun Strowman.
No.
Braun Strowman is a legit giant.
Yep.
You're not getting any more legitimate-looking than Braun Strowman. So, I mean, that makes sense if that's the edict from Fox is what they want. Round three. Raw, Alexa Bliss.
Oh, baby. She should have been picked way further ahead. And I was surprised they didn't pick Nikki Cross with her.
We'll talk about that. Yeah, so tag teams are drafted together.
Yeah,
unless the network wants to draft them separately.
Which makes this round very odd for Raw for me.
Yeah, I don't know why you would. So
go ahead, break down the round, and then we'll talk about what happens here.
So, second pick, Lacey Evans to SmackDown.
And that's too high.
I agree. We were talking about that at the time. Yeah, we were listing all the names that got. No, we were doing a bit. We're like, fucking Lacey Evans got drafted higher than all these people. Like, Lacey got drafted higher than the Intercontinental Champion.
Shinsuke Nakamura.
Kevin Owens next up. So Lacey Evans got drafted higher than Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
The Revival to SmackDown, who were SmackDown Tag Team Champions, who were Raw guys before that.
Yeah.
Interesting enough. Natalya to SmackDown. Also, I feel like a too high a pick.
Yeah. Did Lacey go to SmackDown or Raw?
Lacey went to SmackDown.
So Lacey's probably still going to... No, she's tag teaming with Natalya now, which is the dumbest thing.
Yeah, you didn't like that.
I didn't like that. No, man. They didn't even have, like... Lacey called her a nasty the week before, and then
they
the next
beat
week
the, they beat the fuck out of each other.
And then
they're like, they're like, they're like, they're like, we respect. Come on. They're like, they like a mutual respect thing.
No,
but
no, no, I don't buy it.
It's no continuity. No, yeah, I don't like it. Like I said, if they would have had some cool down time there, I would be fine. But there's really not. Round four, and there was only four rounds this night. First pick of round four. The Viking Raiders and who would be Raw Tag Team Champions by the end of the week?
Yeah, undefeated Tag Team Champions.
Yep, they
I did not realize they were still undefeated. They don't say that often.
Yeah, the only match they haven't won.
Yeah,
is they
the Gauntlet.
They got eliminated at the same time with the club.
Yeah, the OC. Yeah,
yeah, they yeah
there's the no OC. Contest there.
Yeah, they eliminated them both. They called that a no contest in the match. They don't technically count that as a loss.
And it's a Gauntlet. It's not a like technical.
I would say that if they got pinned,
if they got pinned, kind of
they'd kind of lost. But yeah, it was a double. It's an asterisk.
It's a technicality. I'm willing to let it.
It's pro wrestling. The Viking Raiders to Raw, who then go on to win the Raw tag titles that night. I like them as tag champs.
I love the Viking experience, except for that cartwheel that the big guy does. But
You and I feel very differently about that.
I did not expect us to be on these sides of these fences.
No, it is interesting. I feel like, yeah. No, you don't like the fat guy cartwheels, and I enjoy the fat guy cartwheels.
Yeah, who would have thunk?
Yeah, no clue. The Lucha House Party to SmackDown. All three members.
Yep.
Nikki Cross to Raw.
Yeah.
Heavy Machinery to SmackDown.
Boo.
And finally, the Street Profits from NXT to Raw.
To Raw.
That's, they want that's the smoke. I wonder they if Wales wonder smoke. If Wales gonna come with them.
They want the smoke. Their favorite rapper Whale.
God damn it, that's why I thought his name was. I had no reason not to think that.
I know.
I'm very white.
I know you are. We want the smoke. All right, I found it.
We want the smoke. We want the smoke.
Uh-huh.
We want the smoke.
Street Profits. Oh, yeah.
And we had it.
Woo. So, I want to go back to that Alexa and Nikki Cross.
Yeah, so
thing.
No, this, that,
they're a tag team. They're this just is, the women's tag
do we,
team champions.
Do we have to, like, are we just calling this a writer's oversight that in round three they drafted Alexa, in round four they drafted Nikki both the Raw?
How do you do that, though? Like...
This is, yeah, and they didn't, like, address it in the show, like, oh, they made a mistake, like, why did they do, like, they just pretended it didn't happen.
Because if Raw wanted both Alexa and Nikki Cross, they could have got Alexa
got
and
them
Nikki
together.
Together. Yeah.
Got them together, and they didn't.
I thought for sure they were going to split them up.
There were guys that, so there were supplementary picks after the show.
Yeah.
And so they could have, like, had them, go over then, but they didn't.
No, because when Alexa got picked alone, I got pissed because I'm like,
you were like,
fuck.
Why are they breaking up? No, you were mad, and yeah, I already knew.
They're making the tag team titles relevant.
I had seen it get spoiled, so I already knew it was going to happen. Yeah. So it didn't piss me off in the moment. I was already just weirded out by what happened.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was a situation where I don't fully understand why they did it. Another interesting situation is the draft pools were posted on Twitter before the start of the show.
Okay.
So like, here are the eligible people. Yeah.
Who could potentially go there?
They were posted in an order.
Uh-huh.
They were drafted in order.
Oh boy. In that order?
In that order, for the first three rounds.
Guys, come on.
So it was for the first 15 picks, I think, were in order.
Jesus.
Yeah, I don't know who did that, and
who copied Stephanie McMahon's notes?
No, someone had to have gotten fired for that. God. That's such a...
You're exposing your own business. It's the craziest fucking thing.
Yeah, it's a thing. The supplementary picks for Raw, which were announced later.
Who we got?
Apollo Crews.
Okay.
Went from SmackDown to SmackDown. Okay. I guess these are a little interesting, where they just decided they were going to stay.
Yeah.
B-Team also would stay on SmackDown.
Yippee.
Don't you mean go, go, go?
Yippee.
Drew Gulak from 205 to SmackDown.
Okay.
EC3 will stay on Raw.
Okay.
Eric Young will stay on Raw.
Okay.
Heath Slater will go to SmackDown.
All right.
Sin Cara goes to Raw.
Okay.
And Tamina will go to SmackDown.
All right.
And from there, we will have six rounds of night two of the draft on Raw.
Bam! 3 hour spectacular. It's the draft. We got the robot in the war room.
So, you know, I was actually going to say that people were kind of like shitting on the war room. I actually really liked the war room.
No, I liked it. I
thought the robot made me laugh.
Here's the thing. I play a lot of fantasy football. Yeah. And you've seen me draft teams. I stress out about this stuff.
You get anxious and depressed during fantasy drafts the way I get anxious and depressed about life.
Yeah, no, it's legitimately
every day during fantasy drafts. It's kind of fun to watch.
All I got left is Jimmy Graham, son of a bitch. That's how I draft people in public. It's amazing.
Yeah,
I got notes. I got graphs.
You gotta be careful, man. Your heart's gonna pause. Yes. That one's for the comics.
All right. I liked Joe Buck and those guys.
Yeah, no. So the first thing I thought was
their picks.
I like the war rooms.
Yeah,
I like it was presented as that USA and Fox were competing for the picks on who they wanted on their show.
Too, yeah,
because it's also been widely reported that Fox did want certain people.
Yeah.
On shows, and the network has always been kind of used as like a faceless authority figure in the past.
Yeah,
especially on SmackDown.
Yeah.
So I like the idea that, like, no, like, we're the channel you're on, and we want certain guys.
Fans know this stuff. Might as well use it.
Yeah, there's no such thing as an internet fan anymore. There's no such thing as everyone knows at least some of the behind-the-scenes stuff. It's impossible to stay
away
from.
We're on the internet right now.
Yeah, like, we're looking this stuff on the internet. Like, you can't avoid it.
Get used to it.
You can't avoid it. Tap into it.
the tubes, man.
So I like that. I felt it
did give it that sports feel.
Yeah, like, we also don't have clear-cut authority figures right now. We don't have, like, one guy, like, one GM or another.
It was just Stephanie McMahon.
Yeah, Stephanie was just doing the announcements. We don't have, like, a Raw face and a SmackDown face.
No.
So it kind of gave a neutral party face to both. We weren't booing one side or the other. We're like, we weren't... Sometimes when, like, Eric Bischoff would be on one side and Teddy Long was the other, you'd find yourself cheering for SmackDown, even though you didn't really want to cheer for one side.
Right.
This gave a real neutral, like, you weren't cheering for one side, even though I was cheering for the Sunday Night Football robot. Like,
I know. Very entertaining.
I love that. That was fun. But yeah, I like that. I also like the Fox commentators coming through.
I did too, yeah.
Terry Bradshaw talking about Dusty Rhodes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know who's feeding Howie his lines, but I guarantee he didn't come up with that stuff.
He didn't know Killer. You don't think Howie knew Killer Kowalski?
I don't.
Do you think he was talking to Triple H, right? Triple H is just in his ears. Killer Kowalski.
Yeah, just he gave him a list. He's like, say these names. Like, you'll get over. That's fine.
Michael Strahan said Ric Flair, because of course he did.
Yeah, of course he did.
Michael Strahan and Ric Flair are like friends, I think. I think they I don't know how close they are, but I think they hang out sometimes.
Who wouldn't? I would.
I would. But, all right, so Raw gets started. We've got the rest of the roster.
All right.
For grabs.
Here we go.
Raw wins first pick again. as we discussed.
Shocking.
Raw's first pick will be Seth Rollins to Raw.
The Universal Champion.
Yes. Brock Lesnar will go to SmackDown.
Yep. It was reported that Fox wanted Brock the whole time. So that wasn't a
I've heard
surprise.
That the actually so what I was actually hearing was they wanted Ronda Rousey.
Oh, they wanted Ronda.
They wanted Ronda. Ronda's not ready to come back yet.
Okay.
I think she still wants a little more time off. Mm-hmm. So they took Brock.
Okay.
Brock was their second pick. They wanted Ronda and they got Brock.
Yeah, Ronda's box office. We did talk about that a little bit.
Oh, for sure. No, I think that I just don't think Ronda's quite ready to come back yet. So I think Brock was their second pick.
Okay.
Charlotte Flair to Raw.
Woo!
Charlotte Flair, who's no longer SmackDown Women's Champion. We didn't.
She lost.
We
really back to back title matches.
Yeah, we didn't.
Which
we didn't. We didn't
hasn't
really
happen before. To my
we didn't
knowledge,
really talk about what happened on SmackDown.
No, not really.
Not a whole lot other than Bayley turning heel.
The main event, yeah. Bayley,
like, what
she chopped down the Bayley buddies
she
with
had,
that
like, fucking like most. She had, like a blade on like a 2x4.
As
really
a juggalo, that axe was pathetic. You guys, just terrible. Like, come on. There's a whole song about it. Like, Bayley, if you, I can like DM it to you or whatever. Like,
do not, and I cannot.
I do it for my juggalos. Whoop whoop! Fuck this shit! It's my favorite thing on Twitter right now.
Shout out to Superhuman.
Yes, that's my guy. Whoop whoop!
God, I want to be able to put this on the air
for my juggalos and juggalettes.
Stop with the juggalo stuff. I want to be able to put this on the air. Do not, and I cannot stress this enough, under any circumstances, send juggalo videos to Bayley. I like not having you arrested.
Okay. You're no fun.
You drive me to stuff sometimes.
She went heel, so she's, she might as well embrace the clown.
Yeah, so Bayley.
She's down with the clown, is what I'm saying.
Bayley chilled the Bayley bodies.
Yep. New haircut, new gear.
Yep.
New song.
Cut her hair, new song, new gear.
New championship, too,
by the way. Beat Charlotte with a, I think she had the tights or something. She did something to cheat to win, right?
I thought she submitted her.
No, Charlotte. No, Bayley.
Did she put her feet on the ropes or something?
She did something to cheat to win.
I'm high. I don't know.
That's
all
right. No, she did something to cheat to win. And then, and then she basically said, yeah, screw you, bitches, and
She said she doesn't care about any of you and none of that stuff. And I love it.
Yeah, no, Bayley turning heel is...
Pure babyface Bayley, not so much no more.
Bayley's over as a heel right now.
No, it's awesome. It's
as
the best
I
thing
knew
that's
it would be.
Happened to her career.
But other than that, did anything big happen on SmackDown?
That was the most memorable thing.
Let me, before we continue the draft, let me take a look. It seems like a... Hold, please. No, it doesn't look like anything... Doesn't look like anything really of note happened. More hype for Lesnar, Cain Velasquez.
Yeah,
they showed some clips of UFC fight between Cain because it's Fox has rights to UFC stuff too.
Right,
so you can actually start do a little of that.
Yeah, they showed Brock getting split open like photos.
That gash on his cheek.
Yeah, I do like that. Brock said I have to look at this every day. And
no,
I'm
they're
like,
doing a good job of making Brock look like. I like that they're like, yeah, I lost. Like
he's aware, but then it doesn't affect the beast.
It's putting over Kane as a threat.
It's like, you're coming into my wrestling ring. I don't care that you beat me in UFC. This is different.
Yeah.
Which is fine by me. I hope either Brock or Braun win on Crown Jewel.
You hope it's not Kane and Tyson Fury's not going to lose.
No, he's undefeated.
Tyson
not going to take his first
Tyson
loss
Fury
in a
will
ring.
Not be losing in that thing.
No.
Kane Velasquez is going to be there long term. Kane could lose. Tyson Fury will not be losing.
Or get screwed or DQ'd or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
I just don't want to see both wrestlers do
Fury
the
job. Is a 0% chance Tyson Fury is losing to Braun Strowman.
0% chance. Look it now.
I am giving it no chance in hell.
Let's. I want you to put that in the wrestle chat. See if anybody takes that.
I will when I am done with this.
We'll set up a poll.
All right, we'll do that. But no, other than that, I don't think anything big happened on SmackDown. Asuka and Kairi Sane continued to dominate.
Yeah, Asuka, I like Asuka's new look. She's got the green makeup.
The green makeup. You like
she's doing
the
mist. She's doing the mist. I like that stuff. I really just want the women's tag team titles to be relevant. Like, I liked the beef they had with Alexa and Nikki Cross. And now that there was a trade, they got traded to back to SmackDown. We're going to be able to continue that feud. So, I like that. Hopefully the Iconics can get more involved here.
Love the Iconics.
I do too.
I miss them.
As do I.
All right. So to continue, so to start over, basically, Seth went to Raw.
Oh, hold on. One more thing that happened on SmackDown.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes.
No. I want to address this really quick. Kofi Kingston.
Yeah.
Didn't really mention his title loss.
He did not.
I didn't like that.
No, I agree.
They just came out and did something for Susan G. Komen, which is, you know, that's normal
shit
and everything. But Kofi should have at least talked about it.
Yeah, he kind of pretended it didn't exist.
Like that, and that, like it, power positivity, I understand, but dude,
just you got to brush it off.
8 seconds. 11 years.
They didn't.
11 years.
Here's the thing.
And you got beaten 8 seconds.
So my thought.
When you want a rematch, where'd that hunger go?
My thought is this.
I hate that.
My hope is
Kofi Mania. I miss it.
My hope is this is a flawed scheduling. My hope is that they're gonna have Kofi be hungry and be mad about this, and that they just didn't have him do it that night because they didn't have time for the angle. And that they should have had someone else do the Susan G. Komen spot. That the new it's a good spot for the New Day. It was just a bad spot for them because of the Kofi thing.
Are they gonna make Kofi fight to get the number one contendership?
Will they?
Yeah.
Yes, I think they should.
I think that's a crock of shit.
You don't think they will?
I think that's a crock.
Do you think so? In your mind, do you think Kofi Kingston is going to do kind of what Christian did? He had the one
more match.
Before the one more match thing.
What's that?
Before, you know, but he did one more match before he did that. He lost the title quickly and then kind of did nothing.
Yeah.
And then the backlash was so much that he started doing the one more match thing. So you think he's going to not get the rematch and the WWE is going to be like, hey, you had the title, forget about it.
Yeah. No,
you think they're going to try to do that?
Yeah, they're going to try to sweep him under the rug. Like,
yeah.
I don't like that.
No,
they had a fire under Kofi, like.
No, they very well could do that. I think that, like I said, my hope is that the reason they didn't do anything with that was because they needed them for the Susan G. Komen spot, and it was just it's short-sighted to not have
Xavier
it.
Woods and Big E could have did that.
No, I agree.
I also they understand that SmackDown's only 2 hours.
No, and it was the draft. They may not have had time for that angle.
Then don't put Kofi on TV.
I agree. I agree that it's the right thing to do.
Like I just,
but they
like,
made
if don't
Susan. They, I think
the
it
fact
was
they put Kofi in that spot. I did not like.
I'm not
Xavier and Big E came out alone without him. They could have said Kofi is
I agree.
Hurting, recovering from his match, or anything like that.
I agree with you 100%. I think that it was likely Susan G. Komen that requested the entire New Day out there, but it wouldn't be the first time Susan G. Komen has requested something that wasn't completely necessary. Shots fired.
Oh, shit. Come send your me. Hate mail to that goat.
No, send that to me.
Okay.
Showtime, I want those.
Okay.
Sometimes I say real shit.
All right. What's that like?
You don't want any part of it.
I know. I want to be your next NWA champion, everybody.
God damn it.
Hear me out. I'm AJ.
Yeah.
Double J.
Yeah.
Trebuchet. How good does that sound together? I want to be your next NWA champion. Feel free to send money to my GoFundMe. You can find that at Trebuchet, LOL, on the Twitter machine.
Here's the thing.
It's pinned to the top.
I actually, if you become NWA World Champion, I need to go with you because Jim Cornette's doing commentary in those shows now.
Oh, Papa Jim, you want to ride some Trebu coattails?
Yeah,
out?
I actually might start donating to that GoFundMe so I can meet Jim
That's
Cornette.
All right. You can carry my robe around.
Jim Cornette would hate your guts.
Woo! I'm the talent, man.
Get the baseball bat.
I just show up with a bunch of double meat, double cheese, double onion motherfuckers.
That might he's like, how'd you know to do this? Why? Well, I got a friend that
I'd be like, you see that guy carrying my robe back here in the red, white, and blue cardigan? Looks like the blue blazer.
All right, a couple of things about that.
What's that?
First of all, fuck you.
Okay.
Second of all, this is the most comfortable art of clothing I've ever owned. My friend Garrett made me buy this cardigan the other day, and I cannot thank him enough. This is. First of all, it's an American flag.
Uh-huh.
Patriotic as shit. It looked like something Sting would wear to the Great American Bash. Pretty sure he did.
It's right out of the Hacksaw Jim Duggan collection.
Oh, both of your brothers said ho. The first time both of your brothers saw me in this, they came to me and said ho.
Did it come with a 2x4?
It did not.
Okay.
And it's fucking, it's like being a blanket. It's patriotic. It's great. Third of all, fuck you.
Hey, man, I don't want to get in any Royal Rumbles with you. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that's fair. You're just mad at me because this looks like some shit Kid Rock would wear.
That's, well, you go to Detroit one time, you come back dressing like Kid Rock.
Yeah,
like,
well, stop it. Fair enough. And the other, we are just full scale talking about SmackDown now. We got our gears going. Yeah. The opening match for SmackDown was Seth Roman.
Yeah, for the draft pick.
The Fiend
came out though.
Yeah, but it was a great match.
It was going good. Yeah,
it was
hard hitting.
I feel like it was the first thing. It was like the first time we saw Seth since Hell in a Cell.
Didn't get the booze I thought he was going to get.
So you and I disagree on this. I really think they turned those crowd mics down.
I don't think for they Seth. Did. I don't think they did.
The crowd was quiet for Seth entering the ring. They were loud for Roman. And they were lively booing a bunch of other things.
Mm-hmm.
I find it hard to believe that they were neither cheering nor booing Seth. Seth was getting no reaction. Everything else was getting some kind of reaction. There was a hot crowd that night. It's wild to me that Seth would get nothing.
I think that's the way it was. I don't think people know how to react to Seth. Because your hardcore wrestling fans don't want to cheer him.
So the other thing
but at
is,
the same time, he's like Roman.
The other thing too is though, Seth. Well, there wasn't a lot of reaction to Seth doing stuff with the Fiend when he came out.
No,
but I've seen live crowd reactions of Seth wrestling the Fiend at live events.
Yeah,
and they get nothing but boos.
No, I can see that.
So yeah. I don't know why that crowd wasn't. We couldn't hear them booing, but at other events they get nothing but boos.
But SmackDown's that much further away from pay per view, though it's not.
No, this is newer videos, and this is since that Friday show.
But I'm just saying, this particular Friday show, we had a lot of wrestling in between that. We had a Raw, NXT, a AEW.
And then, what I'm saying is that since this episode of SmackDown, where they weren't booing,
yeah.
I have seen live wrestling clips since that show,
yeah.
where they're booing louder,
yeah.
than that Friday show that you could hear.
I think part of that has to do with the way that Monday night went down.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, we can talk about that then. Yeah,
okay.
I stand by what I said. I don't think they turned the mics down. I think people still didn't know how to react.
Okay,
I think that the continuation of this Fiend Seth Rollins saga,
which is getting worse.
They're continuing to insult their intelligence. The fans liked the Fiend getting over. They don't want to see Seth fucking burn it down.
The Seth Roman match was great.
Yeah, that's what they want to see Seth doing. They want to see Seth wrestle.
The Fiend came out and the Fiend didn't get cheers. No. Seth nor Fiend got cheers.
Came out of the bottom of the ring.
Yep.
Dragged him down.
And Seth crawled back up.
Yeah.
Match was a DQ for Seth winning. I guess.
Yep.
So we can debate whether there was the mics were turned off, but there was no crowd noise.
Not
basically.
Really, no.
The fans were dead for it, as far as we could tell, which is a bad sign.
He wasn't getting the pop that the Fiend was getting, before,
which is a bad sign for the monster pop, pun intended, the Fiend was getting.
Yeah, no, it's true. He was fucking the Undertaker. Like, yeah, it was amazing, and then they just fucking punted it away.
All right. So we move on to Monday.
Yeah.
So Seth Rollins goes to Raw.
Yeah.
Which basically is like, why? So Seth Rollins and the Fiend are officially on different shows.
Yep.
Why? Well, so why even have them interact with each other?
Yeah. If it was so bad, and we don't want to.
If we didn't want the Fiend to be in a bad situation, and we didn't want Seth Rollins to lose the title. Why did we even have them cross paths?
I think we're doing that for the main event in Crown Jewel. They just want that match for that one off.
We just want one more match together.
We promised the Saudis we're going to give them Seth Rollins and the Fiend, and that's what we're going to give them. I feel like that's what we're doing. If after Crown Jewel they still keep booking these two together,
mm-hmm.
I'll be very surprised.
Okay, so you think this is just them tying up a favor for the Crown Jewel?
They saw all those zeros and they're like, yeah, you know what's a fucking, you know?
Okay, no, that's
Raw and SmackDown. I could, a couple of thousand.
No, I could see that point. Is you know, I mean, the argument is that the booking always kind of gets screwier on Crown Jewel.
Yeah.
They've got other outside
kind
of forces.
We got Team Hogan versus Team Flair, which Seth was supposed to be on one of those.
And then suddenly doesn't. Seth isn't anymore. They pulled Seth out of that match.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Who's the captain of that now?
They don't have one.
They don't have one.
Technically, okay. The captain thing can be some kind of arbitrary.
Okay.
I mean, the only time captain ever really mattered for the sake of a match were, like, captain fall tag matches,
which I
never have.
No, I just feel like they mentioned it. That's why I bring it
you
up.
You know, they did mention it. And, yeah, they pulled Seth out of that, and they haven't really announced a replacement. Or those teams weren't even full yet, were they?
No, they weren't. It's going to be 5-on-5, I think Survivor Series style elimination.
I don't think they said Survivor Series style. But
no, they're not going to say that.
But they very well could be, yeah. I can't imagine it would be just normal rules 5-on-5. That
elimination
seem very,
tag just seems like...
Yeah, yeah. A normal 10-man tag doesn't seem special.
I understand why they're bringing Hogan and Flair, because they got face appeal and people want to see them over there.
Yeah, they're the only legends that are supposed to be on there, to my knowledge. Tyson Fury and Cain Velasquez are both like crossover.
Goldberg's not going.
Things. Goldberg's not going now.
Why not? That went so good last year. Taker's not going this year.
No, Taker's not going this time either.
No Michaels, no Helmsley.
Triple H is going. I'm sure. I don't think he's wrestling.
Okay.
This
is all on Halloween, so
yeah. No, they may do another one. Are they doing these 2 year now?
What?
Are they doing two crown jewels? They do two. It's not two crown jewels, but it's two Saudi events a year.
Yeah,
they have they do greatest crown jewel. Or they do a greatest Royal Rumble or a greatest a something.
Yeah,
but
this is on Halloween. I think that's also why we put the Fiend in the main event. You know what I mean? That's just good marketing.
Yeah. No, I understand business wise what's happening. I don't agree with it, but I guess I can kind of wrap my head around it. I really feel like the long term, you're really screwing yourself over with the Fiend, and I feel like it's a bad situation the WWE painted themselves into.
No,
you didn't have to make these mistakes. I feel like there are a lot of just as good solutions you could have had. You could have made just as much money with, and you could have saved a character and not done this. I feel like Seth and Braun would still be selling pay per views. They could have kept that feud going rather than shifted to Seth Bray.
That's fine. The Fiend was on fire, though. Like, I understand why they did it. I understand why they did what they did.
But just not
the way the match went.
Yeah. So Seth goes to Raw. Brock to SmackDown. Charlotte to Raw.
Yep.
Charlotte Becky opened up Raw. Mm-hmm. That was a match they had.
Good match.
Very good match.
Good match.
And then to close out the first round, Andrade with Zelina Vega to Raw.
Yeah, I
was surprised that he was a first round pick.
I really like that pick. That's a good nod. Andrade is amazing, and Zelina Vega is quite a hot tamale, I must say. Muy caliente.
I think Andrade's got big upside. I think that
I do too.
This is a good sign.
Paul
for him.
Heyman will make Andrade into a star.
Yeah, I think so. I think
he's the next Eddie Guerrero.
Paul Heyman
Mark
is good.
My words.
Paul Heyman will be the best thing that ever happened to Andrade.
Yeah, no, that is a Paul Heyman thing right there. That's I'm totally looking forward to what they're going to do with him.
I agree. The Kabuki Warriors to Raw. At the start of round two, they said when this pick was made that the women's tag team titles will continue to be defended on both Raw and SmackDown.
No mention
of NXT with that announcement.
Interesting.
So initially, the women's titles were to be defended on NXT. That was said in the speech. That never happened.
I thought like Becky and Sasha went down there once or something, but I don't think they actually defended.
Bailey and Sasha, you mean?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
But I don't think they actually defended the titles.
They might have appeared. Yeah, I don't think they ever defended them down there.
Okay. I think I heard that. I have to ask Robert Air Force.
I could be wrong. That may have happened, but if it did, it was the exception, not the rule.
Okay.
So it sounds like those belts will continue to be co-branded. Mm-hmm. The champions will be on both. My guess is you will lose. When you lose your title, you'll go to your home brand, kind of the way the Undisputed title used to work back in the day.
Because there was only one title. You double duty.
Yeah, you have a brand. When you win the title, you have your double duty, and then when you lose it, you'll back to your home brand.
Yep.
I
really like that.
Those were the days.
No, I really like that. It made it harder to be champion.
Yeah. I like that belt, too. The Undisputed belt's my favorite belt.
World Heavyweight Championship is the best belt.
That's my second favorite belt. Daniel Bryan to SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
Rusev to Raw. Rusev and Lashley on the same show.
Lashley is currently...
Stooping Rusev's wife.
Lana.
They're Megan Whoopi.
Yep, and Lana took all the stuff. The house.
All the stuff. Yeah, she took everything.
The car.
She took like 10 inches of Bobby Lashley.
They're just coming out and saying it, man. I saw Raw.
No, this, like I said, I am used to, like, innuendo and, like, subtlety in the PG era WWE. They're just saying
they're
it.
They're leaning into it, man. This was straight Skinamax.
I'm waiting for the Brazzers logo. Like,
hey, yo.
Man, memes are great.
Yep.
To close, Bayley goes to SmackDown.
Okay.
Interestingly enough, she is SmackDown Women's Champion at this point, and she didn't get picked sooner.
Yeah, that's a little odd.
No, because like Becky being Raw, I get why Becky was picked number one.
Becky's the man.
She was the only world champion available.
Yeah,
and she is also, I would say, more popular than Bayley by quite a bit.
Yeah,
but Rusev over Bayley, even Andrade and Daniel Bryan over Bayley because Bayley's world champion.
I'm a big Daniel Bryan. I can't see, but like
I'm a big proponent that in these drafts, having a title with you
makes you more makes
valuable. You exponentially like you. We were talking about with Shinsuke because we were treating this like a goddamn shoot. Like no, yeah, you we draft were. Like we were having fucking fun with this.
Absolutely, this was a good time.
You're like. I was like, you draft Shinsuke here. Like, why? I was like, because you get Sami Zayn and the Intercontinental title. I was like, I don't care if Barry Horowitz has the IC title. You draft Barry Horowitz here. I don't care here. If
it's Doink and Dink.
Like, yeah, you no. Get you take, guys. Yeah, I was like, you take the Yeti here if it gets Sami Zayn the and the Intercontinental title.
I'm going to plow into this thing. Yeah. Drop the Intercontinental Championship, but it's going to be on your brand.
If it's the Rude Boy with Sami Zayn and the Intercontinental title, you let him bleed like a motherfucker and you get those things. That's it's right. Worth the draft pick.
Point taken.
Thank you.
Titles are important.
That is all I'm saying is that in a draft, if someone comes with a world title, you should take them.
Yeah, you should.
I would hear the argument, too, that if you have a named brand world title, you should just be ineligible for the draft.
No, I don't think they should have made the champions eligible, personally.
Or just don't name the titles after the shows. Like, don't say SmackDown or Raw. Say World WWE like they used to. Yeah. That way they can flow in between much nicer.
Yeah. Where's King Corbin, by the way? Where is he at? Well, he has not been picked yet. I don't.
Well, you just all right.
I don't like this at all. I'm getting upset.
Unbunch your panties.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Have a Timbit.
We don't have any. We don't have cake either because I'm terrible.
Did I tell you?
You told me.
I told him. Showtime done told you twice.
I know.
I was like, we got subs. I was like, these subs can be served cold. We can go get some cake. And you're like, I don't know.
I didn't have room in my freezer.
We done made room.
You haven't looked. There's Hot Pockets and Bosco sticks.
We could have ate all that.
Pierogi.
We could have ate that too.
Okay, all right.
I just want the official record to say I said we should have got that ice cream cake.
All right.
And that you would regret it.
All right. You're right.
Thank you. You can say it one more time.
That was enough.
No, all right. I'll take it.
All right.
To close out this second round, Aleister Black to Raw. Big fan of this pick.
Yeah. You like that pick?
I'm an Aleister Black guy. I really like Aleister Black.
I really like his music. I love that band. That band is amazing. I just downloaded it, and I'm just all like...
Just
rocking out.
Just rocking out.
Like, you will never be equal. Just doing that in my car.
Just ride the drag at the dreads going.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty brutal. Like,
I'm a big fan of it. Big fan of all of it. I like the entrance. I'm a big fan
of Brooklyn 3 when they played him in at NXT.
Well, that was fucking good.
That was probably my favorite like NXT entrance out of all of them so far.
Yeah.
That includes Bobby Roode's like choir.
I liked that one. I like the choir. And the Shinsuke entrance where he had like the 12 like violin players with him.
That one was pretty sick. I didn't hate that. I'm not a big Shinsuke fan, but yeah, I do enjoy his entrance.
There was one with him specifically. Mm-hmm. Like all of them are acting pretty normal, and there's one girl with him who's like into it just as much as he is, and she's my favorite. There's one girl who's like, she's just as fucking caught up in all of like.
Oh yeah.
She's mashing a move from
everybody. It's her WrestleMania.
Yeah, no, right. Everybody else is like, this is whatever, and she's like, no, fuck all you guys, like, I'm doing this.
Right here, yes, absolutely. Selling out, balls to the wall.
She was partying with Buddy Landell before the... in the locker room.
She's in a bag singing My Way with Pat Patterson. Yeah,
rest in peace, Buddy Landell. You know what Buddy Landell was? This is going to be one of my favorite sides.
I've heard the name a couple times.
He was a heel in like... And with like Jim Cornette and stuff, like in the 80s, like in the South.
Yeah.
Known partier. I think the most famous thing he ever did in like WF is he wrestled Shawn Michaels for the Intercontinental title when Smoky Mountain had like the crossover with the WWF for a minute.
Yeah.
In the 90s. Really good match. But one of my favorite stories is they're like, someone asked Jim Cornette, like, what's like one promo that like went too far in the ring?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you were afraid it was going to get censored. And he's like, Buddy Landell is standing in the ring. And he goes, you know, most men have to go to Hawaii to hang 10. All I got to do is stand in the middle of this ring and smile. And the announcer's just like, are you talking? Just like, is it like, he just talking about his 10-inch dick? Like,
is that Val Venus? What's going on?
No, it is like, and they're on like Smoky Mountain TV in fucking Kentucky. And they're like, what the? Is this son of a bitch for real? Like,
probably on a Sunday too.
No, yeah, and he was always on fucking blow and shit. Oh, but like, my it was God.
Okay. So he was like Michael Hayes. Got it.
You, yeah, no, it was yeah. That same sort of all attitude. Right, yeah.
Get it.
Fun guy. Ah, yes. So that's where we're at. Beginning of round three, Cedric Alexander to Raw.
Mm-hmm.
Shinsuke Nakamura to SmackDown.
Intercontinental Champion
with right Sami Zayn as well. So yeah. This is where I This is where I, this made this.
I
made,
think this is your biggest gripe.
I was the no. I was the maddest about this because
I'm still mad King Corbin isn't here.
But. No, I know, but I was. This is my biggest gripe was Cedric Alexander, Aleister Black, who I believe is an amazing pick. Bayley, Rusev, Andrade, maybe even the New Day, should all be not picked for Shinsuke. Daniel Bryan, I think, is on par with a. No, I guess the New Day has Kofi. New Day has Kofi.
And you got the longest running tag team champions of all time.
Yeah, that's, no, that, I was.
That's three, yep, nope. three for one.
Nope, you're correct. Nope, that's I'm not correct. But no, I'm not right there.
I will hear you that Shinsuke should be higher.
Shinsuke should have been either a round one draft pick or the beginning of round two.
If Shinsuke didn't have that Intercontinental Championship, there's no
Shinsuke should have been.
Shinsuke's where he is.
Shinsuke's round three or four without it, but with it yeah. With Sammy, I cannot for this whole thing loses legitimacy if Shinsuke is.
If we were drafting for either Raw or Fox, we would have taken him way sooner. I'm saying
if we
tribute time would have taken him.
If we were playing GM mode,
yeah,
and
take the titles.
No, yeah, if you're playing GM mode in one of the wrestling games, and you could include managing somehow, Shinsuke would be picked up before would be number three behind a world champion every game.
Yeah,
he would. You'd be broken.
Yeah.
That's my only point. Like I remember yelling at the TV at that point.
You were definitely doing that.
This also I thought was really silly. Was the next pick is Humberto Carrillo,
who is an NXT guy. I've never seen. I don't know who that is.
Well, he's from 205 Live. He went from NXT to 205 Live. Not super familiar with his work.
Okay.
I don't think he's bad, but I don't.
Is he going to be an undercard guy, probably?
Yeah, he's not. There's so many people.
It's a way to get his face on TV.
Yeah, no, I'm not against. But there's no reason he couldn't come up.
In the
fourth or fifth round or in the supplementals. Like,
the thing with this pick is who took him? Raw?
Yeah.
Raw took him. Is SmackDown going to snipe him from them?
No, he was going to be there the whole time.
Then you shouldn't take him there. That's the point. It makes the draft. We've done a couple drafts.
No,
here,
it makes the draft. This would be taking the
You're not drafting defensively here. You're not thinking about your next pick. Because if you want this guy, you can get him. You don't need to take him there.
This would be taking a middle of the road defense in round six.
Yeah.
Like, even above average defense. Like, unless you're taking the best defense round six, you don't take that in fantasy.
No, you don't take the Cleveland Browns defense right now. You don't do it.
Yeah. It's taking the best kicker in the league third round. Even if he's the best kicker, you don't take him third round.
It's like taking motherfucking Jimmy Graham right now. Like, just saying. I'm mad about it.
You should probably close with a joke.
I don't have a tight end in that league. That's all I'm saying. Jimmy Graham.
It's all jokes for the comics. We're going to get through this third round. If he fucking kills us. SmackDown gets Ali. Raw gets Eric Rowan. Eric Rowan to Raw.
Split him up.
Broke up with Luke Harper.
Did Harper get drafted?
He did not.
That's what I thought. That's weird.
No, I don't know. I don't understand. I'm not even going to begin to understand why they booked.
Unless he got hurt.
He didn't.
He didn't. Okay.
For the life of me, can I understand why they book Eric Rowan and Luke Harper the way they do? Like, I don't get it. Interestingly enough, Rowan and Hart are Luke Harper just signed a new contract. They didn't want to do anything with him.
Yeah.
They said they were going to do something with him. They booked him in a match with Eric Rowan, and they sent him back home. Maybe. Like, I don't know. It's interesting. We'll see where that goes. I'll keep an eye on that.
Okay.
Because I really want to see where that storyline goes, because he had a lot of – he was home for a while. Like, there was – he was going to sit out his contract.
Yeah, no, we were saying that. His arms really didn't look like he was working out.
No, he had the boogie whip arms.
Yeah, like, he could have been nursing an injury for all I know, too, or something like that.
He was ready to go. WWE just didn't have anything for him.
Okay, so he's just staying home. Probably made a decent amount of money. He was in the
wife. Yeah, he was injured, and then he was ready to go.
Okay.
And they're like, we just don't have anything for you. Rowan's with Brian.
Yeah.
And Bray's the Fiend. And Braun's long past the Wyatt family, so we don't have anything for you to do as the single.
Yeah, that's something. Like, most people don't remember that Braun was in the Wyatt family.
Yeah.
So was Daniel Bryan, actually.
Like, yeah, for a minute there.
Yeah.
Buddy Murphy opens up round four to Raw.
Like that pick for Paul Heyman.
Paul Heyman really likes Buddy Murphy. Buddy Murphy has one of the coolest movesets.
He can go. We were talking about this during Raw. Like, that match he had with Roman really put him on the top.
Like,
he showed he could go with the top guy. And
Roman, if Buddy Murphy does anything, he owes Roman Reigns a Christmas card. Roman made him look like $1 million in that match.
I've said it on when we were watching SmackDown. I'm a big Roman Reigns fan, man. He's not being shoved down my throat anymore.
Roman Reigns is getting over organically.
If he was booked like this the whole time, I don't think we would have got the reigning boos that we got.
Roman Reigns is getting over organically, and that's all he ever needed to do to get over.
Yeah, we want to cheer him. We just don't want him forced down our throat.
If you want top guy Roman Reigns, all you needed to do was push him a little slower and have it seem natural.
Less is more sometimes. He was overexposed.
Yeah, we want to cheer Roman Reigns. He's cool. He looks tough. We don't want to cheer him. He's a fucking Samoan Adonis. Like, he's a good-looking guy. People want to like Roman.
Yeah.
As long as you don't make him uninteresting, you're fine. Next pick, Dolph Ziggler and Bobby Roode to SmackDown.
Uh-huh.
Interestingly enough, they weren't even on the same show before.
Yeah, and
when they were tag champs, they were on separate shows. So wildcard rule really
screwed up.
Really just
up.
Broke it. There were no brands.
Yeah, not really. Like when it first started, I kept saying wildcard, but at that point... After the third week, I'm like, I don't know who
they initially like made it only four guys per night, and then it became
it was
they
just chaos.
There was no brand extension.
It was just chaos.
Jinder Mahal to Raw.
I like that Jinder's coming back. I've always been a big Jinder Mahal fan.
Carmella goes to SmackDown.
Uh-huh.
She's dating Corey Graves.
Yep.
You
said WWE's trying to keep couples together.
WWE keeping couples together up until this point. Up to this point, I think they had. And R-Truth goes to Raw, so they're splitting them two up.
Yeah.
So 24/7 is staying on Raw, which makes sense. I'd read that was a USA kind of idea.
Yeah, the network wanted like some sort of hardcore title, and WWE came up with 24/7, so they might as well keep it there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Round five, Samoa Joe to Raw.
Yeah, Joe's hurt right now, though.
He is, yeah, something's wrong with his arm.
He was doing commentary.
Yeah, he's dressed like Fat Joe.
Yeah, he was leaning back like a motherfucker.
He can't dance, but he can pull up his pants.
Do the rock away!
Lean back. Damn it.
You can't sing anymore. We don't have
it. Fat Joe needs money, too. He can come at us. Wow. I think Samoa Joe to Raw is a good idea. I think Paul Heyman will also.
He's going to book him like the baddest Samoan he is. When Joe was beefing with Brock for a minute there, he was putting Joe over. He's like, you're a badass Samoan. But at the same time, Brock's going to destroy you. But like he was like promoting him. Like you can tell he's a fan of him.
Yeah, I think Samoa Joe.
As he should be. Samoa Joe's got all the things that a pro wrestler needs.
I think Samoa Joe under Brock Lesnar will... Brock Lesnar's creative specifically will do well.
You mean Paul Heyman?
Yes, I'm sorry.
I'm like, what's Brock going to do with Joe?
I don't know. Probably make him job to him again.
Oh, shit.
The Miz will go to SmackDown.
Okay.
Akira Tozawa.
I find it weird that The Miz went to the Fox when he's on the USA Network with Miz and Mrs. I thought that was a little odd.
Yeah, no, that's actually an interesting point, because...
But again, it's superstar appeal. Like, they got all the stars. Yeah, I'm saying this. I feel like
here's the thing.
SmackDown got all the known guys.
I don't know that Fox is going to have any problem, like, advertising for a USA show.
Right, yeah.
Like, I feel like sometimes certain cable networks get iffy about advertising for other cable networks.
Yeah.
I don't think Fox is going to give a fuck.
It's fair.
Well,
Fox is going to get featured on Total Divas and stuff behind the scenes, and they'll probably get featured on the USA Network.
Yeah.
With this as well, because Miz is backstage.
Well, that's the thing, is even during this, they would say, like, Fox and USA on the other network. I feel like in the past...
That was taboo, but there was more competition.
Yeah, like, no, I feel like ratings were more, like, specifically TV ratings were more important than live ones. DVR was less of a thing. I feel like Fox is just less afraid of all of that, because of being a major local network. I mean, do you remember when Raw was going back to USA from Spike?
Yeah.
Do you remember when Spike tried to censor USA being said on the show?
I do, yes.
Oh, my God. And then the next week, it was the last week, and they tried to say USA. Just
every time.
Sentence was USA.
It was so funny.
They brought fucking Sergeant Slaughter out just so the fans would chant USA.
USA.
So, next pick, so we got Akira Tozawa going from 205 to Raw.
Uh-huh.
Round 5, King Corbin.
What the fuck? What the fuck, Chad?
Go on.
Why is the king down here?
Feel your feelings. Like, it's good for you.
He is in charge of all the humanoids. He wins all the time. He just won King of the Ring. I'd say that's something that is important that you should want on your roster. More, he's going to be more valuable on your roster. Like, you get heat by the biggest heel in the industry right now. He's going to bitch about this like crazy, which is why I really think that they did this. It gives him a gripe and a reason for him to get over.
You really think that?
I do too, yeah.
You don't think this is them underappreciating his talent?
No, not at all.
Okay.
No. I think this is a building tour. It's a way to light a fire under him, really.
Fair enough.
Because he's on SmackDown, you said?
He is going to SmackDown, yes.
Which I didn't think that was going to happen. I thought he was staying on Raw. I don't think he's gonna get the screen time he was getting.
Yeah, it'll be
to SmackDown is not good for him.
It'll be harder, but then again, the WWE title's on SmackDown.
I have been saying he's gonna be your next WWE champion except for
when he's fighting for the Universal title, and then you say Universal champion.
Never happened in my life.
Never happened.
Next WWE champion.
There's nowhere on audio that we could double check that. And
nope, not nowhere, not at all.
Nowhere, not on that past episodes of the podcast.
Absolutely not.
Okay. The next pick in round 5. It was the last pick of round 5 is Shelton Benjamin.
Interesting.
Yes.
I didn't know he was on the roster.
Yeah, you said that. You didn't know he was still working there.
Yeah. I like Shelton, but he's going nowhere.
He's the good hand at this point. He's just getting guys over. He'll be an agent when he's done with in-ring stuff.
The ceiling for Shelton Benjamin now is maybe a tag team champion.
Yep.
Like, with a younger guy.
With a younger guy to eventually feud with him.
He's not going to make another run for the world title. He's not. He's just an enhancement talent.
He's going to be the good hand.
Which is good for the company.
Yeah.
I really think
he's going to be an agent, too.
I like Shelton. His promos were always lackluster, but in between the ropes. Just a ring general.
I bet whenever Finley decides he's done on the road, I bet Shelton takes his place.
I stand by it. I want Finley to be one of the GMs. I think that he would be good for it.
I bet.
I really do.
And he's fucking there.
Yeah, no, he's there.
Now you're hiring a new guy. Finley was one of the first wrestlers to ever try to hop the barricade, do like the hop the barricade thing to come attack me.
You personally?
Well, me and my brother and my dad. Yeah,
oh, that's awesome.
We were razzing him like crazy, shaking the shillelagh.
That's pretty cool. No, for me, it was Cody Rhodes and Del Rio.
Yeah, no, for whatever reason, it was
we were ringside and they hopped right over by us because we were by the corner there. I was just like, I gave him the business too.
Finley had just come back too. It was like when he had just started wrestling again, like 2005.
We just came to WWE.
Yeah,
okay.
So it was his first run back.
That was really good stuff.
He had just gotten done with the vignettes and. Yeah, it was, we were just being the loudest, razzing him.
Yep. He would always react to you if you did that.
No, it was the old...
I feel like he threatened me with that shillelagh at one point. I got a big mouth when I get around, but you've seen me.
Yeah, it was the old school Heat thing. He'd
pretend he's going to lay one on you.
I'm going to come and get you, or the ref would hold him back.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
And that's the thing, he knew that was fun for you.
Yeah. That's what we wanted.
Yeah, no, it was a blast.
To this day. Yeah.
I really think that was, I mean, because I loved wrestling. I think my big brother and my dad.
I also loved wrestling. I dragged so many people to these things.
My big brother and my dad really didn't care so much for it, but they loved that. That was fun for them as people that didn't really care so much for wrestling.
It's like this.
That's how you get them hooked.
People that I hang out with, some of them don't watch wrestling, but they come to wrestling events with me.
No.
And they only go to events if I'm going.
Yeah, so interesting enough, like, when we watch wrestling on a weekly basis, usually just you and I, maybe one or two more people.
Yeah,
the pay-per-view parties fill up, but not everybody's watching.
Yeah.
But when we go to an event, we get 30 people who don't know who anybody is.
Yeah, because that's who we are.
But we're having fun.
Oh, absolutely. Even if you've never been to an event, like, you can still go there, have a good time, just take it for face value and just enjoy it for what it is. It's awesome. I challenge you to have a bad time. You won't.
Yeah. So even when the Revival wins, or, you know, Dolph Ziggler wins, you still manage to have fun.
Yeah, it's just it's a lot of fun pouting. That's what we tell you guys. Don't want to go there yet. I got some Revival stuff to talk about, but we're gonna wait for AEW.
We'll
wait for the AEW.
I was gonna bring up the thing that happened on Twitter.
Let's finish the draft first before we.
I was gonna bring that up. I didn't think you were gonna tell on yourself.
No,
I'm so proud of you.
I'm nothing but just
the honesty. The honesty.
Yeah,
that's you gonna, you start telling these bitches the truth.
That's what I want them to
be. Dangerous president you're setting. The sixth and final round was started off by Rey Mysterio going to Raw.
Alright.
They're breaking him and Kane Velasquez up already.
Which I didn't think that was going to happen.
Rey Mysterio would go to SmackDown as well. Rey Mysterio's always been the SmackDown guy.
Yeah.
Shorty Gable.
I like the nickname.
I don't care for it. I wouldn't mind him calling them out on commentary, but I really wish he was still just Chad Gable. And I know that I'm biased.
I like it. I told you, they're going to drop the Gable and just call him Shorty.
Shorty.
Yeah.
just name Shorty.
Like, what up, Shorty? It's a cool nickname. I'm not. It's going to catch on. Like, Dwayne Johnson went by The Rock, dude. Shorty can get over.
The Rock.
I didn't make that up. No, that's a stupid nickname if you think about it.
The Rock is a great nickname. So is The Boat.
So is Paper and Scissors, I guess.
I mean,
what?
You want to talk about your love of scissors?
I love scissors. What? I'm great at it. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing my bit right now. I'll do it later.
Titus O'Neil goes to Raw.
Hurrah, hurrah, hurrah. Oh, man.
Man, you high as fuck right now.
I'm okay. I'm not high as fuck. I'm high-ish.
High-ish. Elias goes to SmackDown.
Yeah, I didn't know he was injured. You mentioned that.
Yeah, he got hurt during the King of the Ring tournament.
Okay.
Liv Morgan goes to
Baby. I hope she actually gets used. Because I've been just suffering from lack of Liv lately.
Lack of Liv.
Yes.
He's losing his will to Liv.
Yes.
The word is she's coming back with another gimmick.
I hope so. She's been active on Twitter, which I enjoy.
Yeah.
If you're not on TV, tweet at least once a week. Get people, you know.
No, I'm sure you follow her Twitter closely.
Vigorously. I retweet her and favorite everything she does, I'm pretty sure.
You sure do.
Yep.
No, I always see her tweets, and I'm like, I want to give the first one to show them to you, but I never beat you to it.
Well, I beat everybody to it. Anyways.
Yeah, right. this night two supplementary drafts.
All right.
Cesaro goes to SmackDown.
I'm amazed he didn't get drafted.
I figured, one, I'm surprised he didn't get drafted, and two, I'm surprised he didn't end up on Raw with Heyman.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I'm surprised by both of those things. Kurt Hawkins and Zack Ryder go to Raw.
Okay.
Dana Brooke goes to SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
Drake Maverick goes to SmackDown.
Okay.
Fire and Desire go to SmackDown.
Who's that?
Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville.
Oh, okay.
The Iconics go to Raw.
Oh, baby.
Big fans.
Times two.
Luke Harper to SmackDown.
Oh, there he is. We found him.
And officially broken up with Eric Rowan.
Okay.
Because they're not even on the same show.
Interesting. I wonder what they're going to do with him.
No idea. I'm sure I'm going to hate it.
I hope not. I hope I don't.
Mojo Rawley to Raw.
Man, you want to take a victory lap as to how that gimmick worked out for Mojo?
No, I think you owe me a beer for that one, though.
I
think we had a beer.
I don't think that's true.
Do we have a beer? I think we had a beer. I think we had a beer on that one.
No, maybe. I'll buy you a beer. I don't care.
I mean, I'm not drinking, so I don't need the beer. Okay, but I think we had a beer on that
Okay.
one. But yeah, I was so right on that one.
Yeah, no, you were. Absolutely.
He was...
They were pushing him hard for like 3 weeks, and then he
fizzled out. I mean, honestly, like, well, first of all, he did the mirror thing, and then he just pulled it off TV for a while.
Yeah.
He started putting it back on there. Then he won 2 or 3 matches, and then just started chasing the 24/7 title.
Yeah. I didn't understand it.
I don't even think he wears the face paint anymore.
I thought he did.
Does he still do it? Does he still do the nerves or whatever?
Yeah. Like, yeah. He used whatever Asuka left him. All right.
That's what happened. Oh, God damn it. wow. All right. No Way Jose goes to Raw.
Oh, that's a big deal. That's a big deal right
there. I'm actually kind of surprised No Way Jose still works there.
Why?
I just had him. I had him in the getting fired pool.
Oh, that's fair.
That's the kind of act that, like, they get rid of after a while. Just, like, keep shuffling. Like, they, not like he's bad, but like
it's a good way to get younger talent.
Younger talent, and like those guys are disposable.
Yeah.
You have an act like that. They're fun. They run their course. You shift them to the indies. You bring someone else up that does something similar. That's and you just though, you rinse and repeat. There's always guys like that.
I feel like No Way Jose, if you wanted to, you could send him down to NXT. Because they will make him into a star if he goes to AEW. He's got
in-ring. They're not releasing anybody
he's
anymore.
He's got in-ring stuff that they would scoop right the fuck up.
Yeah, no, you can't send him to they're not releasing anybody anymore.
No.
But, yeah, you sending him to NXT would probably be better than being in the main roster for him.
Well, I think they're keeping him on the main roster in case somebody gets hurt.
That's fair.
He's a good bench guy. Like you want to pull somebody off your bench, you can have him come out and fight anybody because he can work with anybody.
Yeah. And Sarah Logan goes to Raw.
Okay.
Interestingly enough, Sarah Logan does not make TV. Liv Morgan does. Yeah. The first trade announced.
Uh huh. Hit me with that.
Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross.
Oh baby.
Go to SmackDown.
Uh huh.
In exchange. For, drum roll please, future draft considerations.
Huge trade. So here's my question. If we drafted them individually, why are we trading them as a tag team? Where's my continuity?
Also, what does future draft considerations even mean?
It means we're going to hope that wrestling fans forget about
forget that we did this.
That's what that means. It means, oh, shit, we forgot how to count. That's what that fucking means. The draft is, it is what it is.
All right. From there, we had all the free agents have also been signed since then.
Mm-hmm.
Aiden English.
Uh-huh.
You want to play a game?
Yeah.
Where do you think Aiden English went?
SmackDown.
Aiden English did, in fact, I'm sorry. I told a lie. Let me make sure I'm telling this correctly.
Okay. Dun, dun, dun.
No, I told a lie. They are,
I thought Aiden English was commentating anyways.
Never mind. These guys haven't been,
Picked yet. Okay.
I told a fib.
Told a fib.
A couple of them have been signed. Okay. I will tell you who has been signed.
All right, hit me up.
I misunderstood the charts here. Wikipedia is complicated.
I understand.
Aiden English has been permanently assigned to 205 Live.
Okay, so that's still going to be a show, still.
Yep, it's
even
still current.
The Cruiserweight Championship is on NXT.
I think 205 Live is probably on the way out, but they're not ready to get rid of it.
I think it still fills a slot on the network.
I think they will probably quit doing it eventually. I think they probably aren't going to get rid of that show for a minute yet. They probably have the shows on the network put
slotted.
Slotted.
Yeah.
So they probably have the slot's probably to open up for a minute yet. So, yeah, Aiden English has been officially assigned to 205 Live.
Okay.
Leo Rush has officially been assigned to NXT.
Yeah,
that makes sense. Cruiserweight Champion. AOP has been signed by Raw.
Yeah, that makes sense. They were doing all those promos on Raw, gotcha, which I really enjoy them just talking.
Well, they were on both.
Smashing. And then,
they were on both.
Yeah.
Lana hasn't technically been assigned a brand. She will go to Raw.
She's going to Raw.
Maryse has not been assigned a brand. Okay. She will go to SmackDown where Miz is.
Uh-huh.
Maria Kanellis hasn't been assigned a brand.
How about Mike Kanellis?
I'm not seeing Mike Kanellis anywhere either.
Okay. Also,
but Mike Kanellis asked for his release, so they may have moved him to the inactive section.
Yep.
Yeah, apparently he just doesn't want to. He wants to go work the indies, he said.
Yeah, but AEW is where he wants to work.
Yeah, no, that's that. I mean,
that's
yeah.
That's what that means.
He
right?
says he wants to work the indies. I think he wants
they
to.
Know, everybody knows what that means. I'm sure he doesn't like the way he's being booked, and yeah. I'm sure WWE doesn't care because of the way that he kind of dicked them around. So.
Yeah, no, so the issue is.
It's like,
yeah.
We hire you to work, and then you don't work.
They hire you to come in, he immediately enters drug treatment, which, hey, I'm not mad at you.
You need to get
clean. No yeah. shame in that. Hey, if you need help, get help.
Yeah.
Like, that's super important.
It is.
But WWE paid for that.
Mm-hmm.
And Maria's been pregnant twice.
Yep.
Again, people want to have families. That's important. But if WWE hires you and you immediately need a year's worth of drug rehab, mm-hmm. you can't work for 18 months at a time. You're
yeah.
pregnant. It's a physical business. Like, you need to be – you can't take bumps. It's hard for them to book you.
Yeah.
So, like, on your long-term plans, you can't be included in those.
Exactly.
So, like, on the one, like, I don't fault Mike and Maria Kanellis for needing treatment and having babies.
No, that's...
You can't be mad at them for that. On the other hand, you can't really be mad at the company for, like, we can't book you into long-term programs...
You haven't shown me
if you're not here.
You haven't shown me any reliability yet, is what it comes down to. We can't put a championship on you if we can't rely on you, so... You may have to do a couple of jobs for a minute to build that up and then, you know, go from there. But
yeah. No, so that's kind of an odd situation. But yeah, it sounds like Mike Kanellis asked for his release. He's probably not going to get it.
No, not at all.
In fact, I think it'll be announcer, they're not going to grant it.
They would rather him sit home and just...
Well, sitting out your contract's a dangerous thing, too, because they can extend it out a while if you do that.
Yeah.
Like, they have a set length that they can... So he's going to sit home a while.
Mm.
Those downside guarantees aren't that much either. Like... They can also prorate it, too, where, like, he's only going to get paid for the dates he shows up to, and he won't make any money. Alicia Fox officially moved to the alumni section.
Oh, okay. So that means she's retired?
She's either retired or they...
Legends contract or something?
Something. She's got a lot of heat with the company.
Yeah. I mean, she's been there for a long time, too.
Yeah. No, she... She's had, like, issues with, like, substances and
alcohol,
stuff. Yeah,
I've
where
heard
she...
A lot.
So I don't know what the deal with that is. Ember Moon... Has not been signed.
Hmm.
I think she's hurt.
Okay.
The Colognes unsigned. Jeff.
I Ember Moon would do good if she went back to NXT, I think.
I don't think she needs... No, she needs main roster stuff. She's done all she can do in NXT. She needs...
I think that she... I don't know. I think that she makes NXT better. I don't know. I don't know.
I think Ember Moon on SmackDown's a good idea.
Okay.
I think she can get over there.
Okay.
The Colognes unassigned. Jeff Hardy unassigned. Lana will go to Raw.
Yeah.
Lars Sullivan on his sign. Fuck Lars Sullivan, by the way.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy. Matt Hardy was not in the draft pools.
Uh-huh. I thought he was hurt. I thought he was done.
No, I think he's actually wrestled since he was supposed to be done, so I don't know what came of that rumor.
Interesting.
Yeah. He and Jeff Hardy have some tension. Their wives are going at it on...
Matt
on,
and Jeff's are?
Their wives are going at it.
Oh, interesting.
On Twitter. Mickie James, not in the draft pool. Sounding like she may end up doing commentary at some point.
I'd be all right with that.
Yeah, this is a good opportunity for a fucking roster update.
Yeah.
This is going to be the longest podcast we've ever done. Strap in, folks.
We do those naming people.
Naomi inactive because of her husband drinking and driving.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah, I can't defend that, but what do you do? Nia Jax, inactive due to injury.
Okay, I was gonna say that's not her not getting drafted at all. That's like, geez, she's
falling from
main events to nothing.
Yeah, she hurt her knee. There's also talk she may not want to come back.
Oh no,
there's little rumors about that she's not super happy with the business.
Okay,
Paige, inactive due to injury. There's talk she will be coming back very soon and possibly in an authority figure role.
I was going to say, not in the ring.
No, not.
Another one.
No, she had it. That's why she had that surgery. That's why she was gone.
Okay. All right.
Ruby Riott, inactive due to injury.
Okay.
I miss her. She got upside.
She's good in the ring.
Sheamus, inactive due to injury. He may be done.
Breaks my heart. I like Sheamus a
lot. Me too. He's a real good dude.
I like Sheamus a lot, dude. Like, just watching him powerbomb Jamie Noble back in the day. Just, man.
You would love that.
Smile on my face. Retired him.
And the Usos inactive due to injury. So,
like, yeah. You mean drinking and driving?
Yeah, inactive due to, yeah, injuring their legal status.
Due to last call.
So that's the draft. Overall, just some inconsistencies in booking. It's not my favorite draft that ever happened. The stuff with the Fiend hacks me off.
It's not the worst one either, though.
No, definitely not. Stuff with the Fiend bothers me. Some of the order the guys were drafted in don't make a lot of sense.
It's mainly the order that bothers me, but, you know, at the same time, I understand what happened and why guys landed where they did.
Yeah.
I look forward to Raw's new roster. I think these young guys are going to get that push.
I'm really into see what post-draft looks like.
But... And something else interesting here is Eric Bischoff's out.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about that yet because SmackDown's no longer going to be run by Bischoff. Bruce Pritchard's coming in.
Yeah. So Bruce Pritchard, who was brought back in earlier this year as basically head of creative.
Yeah.
Vince McMahon's former right-hand man.
Yeah, no, he's been kissing Vince's ass since forever. What? I didn't make that up. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's going... right now.
He was let go from the company. He kind of had some personal issues. In the mid-2000s.
Yeah.
Did some more for TNA.
Yeah. Now he's got the podcast and everything.
He's got the podcast.
What is it, Wrestle Talk?
No, it's something to wrestle with Bruce
something
Pritchard.
Something to wrestle with, okay.
With Bruce Pritchard. So he's got all that. He's now the...
Is he doing creative?
He was doing creative. So now he's the I think it's the executive director of SmackDown.
Okay.
Which will be head of SmackDown Creative and then also taking on other parts of SmackDown. Word is, Bischoff hadn't moved to the... he was had an apartment in the area. He hadn't, uprooted to the area yet.
But he was in the area.
He was living in the area, not settled in the area.
Okay.
He had not taken any control in creative yet.
Right, I heard that.
He was still kind of getting acclimated to the network and stuff, and they just decided they weren't...
He
wasn't the guy. Yeah, we don't. A lot of details have yet to be said. Bischoff.
I've heard a lot of speculation that Bischoff was rubbing people wrong and stuff like that. But that's all.
That's all. All speculation. The only thing Bischoff has said publicly at this point is that Bruce Pritchard's a good employee, a good friend. The team was good. That they're going to do great work. Yeah. Bischoff put everybody over. Classy response. I'll go ahead and bury Bischoff here. I think Eric Bischoff is one of the most overrated wrestling backstage people of all time.
He's a good politician.
He's a great politician, but I think as far as what he actually brings to the table.
I find it to be very toxic if you get any of those NWO guys involved with any of
that
stuff.
I think that...
That was such a boys club. Booked the incorrect way, and I don't think that's the way you want to run
that
show.
I think that Eric Bischoff... underdelivers and oversells every time.
I think as a character, the Eric Bischoff character.
Eric Bischoff is great. But I think
behind the scenes,
I think Eric Bischoff
can be nice, but I don't think that he's great to work for.
Yeah, I don't think he delivers anything that we didn't already have. That's what I thought going in. Paul Heyman came in.
I look at it this way every time.
Yeah,
you were ahead of shit in WCW, and you underutilized Ric fucking Flair. That right there you don't know what you're doing.
Eric Bischoff.
How do you underutilize Ric Flair?
WWE knows wrestling better than Eric Bischoff, and WWE knows television better than Eric Bischoff.
Yeah.
What do they need Eric Bischoff for?
Yeah, they don't need, Eric Bischoff. They already had the deal. They didn't need the deal.
Here's the thing. Eric Bischoff has made reality TV. He's made a lot of good money in TV. I'm not saying Eric Bischoff has never made anything or he's not talented in what he does.
Yeah.
But everything Eric Bischoff could do for the network, WWE can already do. And Eric Bischoff as a wrestling mind is not even top 10.
I think they did it to get fans to think that it's going to be Paul Heyman versus Eric Bischoff one more time. That, I think, was the original appeal of it.
That seems like a horrible reason for an administrative decision.
But I'm just saying that's why that they put Bischoff there.
I can understand why.
That up a little bit.
I can understand why you
would want it. It looks good on paper. He's had jobs like that in the past. Then he gets in place and you find out it doesn't work out.
I can understand why that's an interesting story, but if I just feel like I would hire Joe Schmo off the street that has no wrestling name value if he's the right person for the job.
Yeah.
Like, wrestling name value, if you really need someone for the company, means nothing if you can't do the job.
Right, you need to be able to deliver. You can't just be all
And I hot. Really, my question always goes back to, what was Eric Bischoff going to bring to that job that WWE didn't already have?
Harley Davidson's.
We were going to go back to Sturgis. Yeah,
that's right. Hog Wild 2020.
Oh, my God.
Nobody's paying for tickets, y'all. Vince would lose his fucking mind is what would happen there.
I don't even want to think about it.
That would be the big one. Linda, it's the big one.
You know, that was actually like a funny bit they did on Bruce Pritchard's podcast when he went back to work for the company. And Bischoff was working there. He's like, Bruce, like, Bischoff's working for SmackDown. Like, I need, like, can you promise that we're not going to end up back at Sturgis? He's like, oh, I can't do it. He's like, you can't do anything for me. Like, this is all I'm asking.
Fun story about his t-shirts, though, there, Chad. You were telling me this but off the air behind the paywall.
It was a funny little anecdote. When Bischoff started his podcast, they talked. One of the first episodes was about Stone Cold and how he received his termination letter via FedEx.
Yeah, that's a fun story.
And it really pissed Stone Cold off.
Yeah, he's he got fired via FedEx. Didn't even fucking.
And they made a cute little shirt that says "Fired" in FedEx.
FedEx
font.
And the purple and orange.
The purple and orange in the FedEx font. Yeah. You can buy that at ericbischoff.com. We'll put them over. We're going to use this stuff material. That seems fair.
Yep.
They posted that and they basically said, this is a completely random tweet that has nothing to do with any current events, but you can get fired t-shirts at ericbischoff.com.
Oh, that's just such a pro wrestling.
I'm pretty
move.
Sure.
I love that
I'm pretty.
So
it was
much.
From his podcast. Cage. I'm pretty sure Conrad runs that, and that sounds like such a Conrad fucking thing to say.
Three claps for that. Ah, great move.
Yeah, but no, it sounds like Bruce Pritchard is taking over. He'll probably jump right in, do creative and TV stuff. I think Pritchard will do better than Bischoff would have. I think Bischoff for the job was a bad look. I think Pritchard will do better.
Hey, if Pritchard don't work out, Tribute Time's willing to take that job over. I'm just saying. Just too dank. Gonna bring back RVD. RVD and Matt Riddle. Bro.
Did you remember the story about when Rey Mysterio and RVD tagged together, their finisher is called 420?
I vaguely recall that.
It was like the two-man Rolling Thunder, and it was called 420.
I love that.
You know how they got that past Vince?
How?
They go, is that a drug thing? He goes, no, it's the combined number of our shoe sizes plus the number of our feet.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
That's a true fucking story. That's what they told Vince.
Is that a drug thing? No. That's how many calories there is in that bag of M&M's. What are you talking about? It's crazy.
But yeah, so anything on Raw, like Raw was not my favorite this week.
It wasn't great. I think it was too draft heavy. These drafts are like you're looking at it for the picks. The matches really don't mean a whole lot. Women's matches were the best.
We had the Becky Charlotte match was great.
Yep.
So we got a Becky Charlotte feud probably coming up.
Yeah. No. I
can see that. Let's see that being set up for Survivor Series. I think they'll keep it out till then.
Yeah, and then the main event was
Becky. Or I'm sorry, it was Natalia and Lacey Evans versus Kabuki Warriors. We talked about that. No continuity there.
Yeah, and then that's not how Raw ended though.
No,
it ended with Firefly Funhouse.
Well, anything else before we cover that?
Okay,
Bobby Lashley is still shtupping
Rusev's
wife.
He's smitten, JR.
Yeah. anything else? It was Raw was just not super this week. Shelton Benjamin and Ricochet had a match.
Okay.
I was pumped about that.
Yeah, that was fun.
That seemed fun.
Buddy Murphy's match was great. That was probably my favorite.
Was that with Ali?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that match
that was
good.
That was really good.
Buddy Murphy's going places.
I really enjoy what they're doing with him right now.
Aleister Black had a match too, didn't he?
Yeah.
Who did he fight?
I did.
Was it just I forget.
I don't recall.
But yeah, he looked good.
He's like, I want to say Apollo Crews or somebody.
It might have. He won with that dragon sleeper.
Yeah.
He locks in behind the back.
He like hammer locks himself. Like,
yeah. Yeah, no, it's like extra pressure.
Extra leverage. And I always enjoy the dragon
sleeper. I like him having a secondary finisher.
Back to Ultimo Dragon. That's the first time I saw it. I'm like, that's my shit right there.
I like him having a secondary finisher to the Black Mass. And I've always liked the dragon sleeper. Back to old Booger Red.
That Booger Red. Better not like hear the Undertaker call him Booger Red.
Somebody asked him, like, Jared, where did you even get Booger Red? He was like, I don't even know where it came. It kind of fell out.
Yeah, I don't even know what that means. This shit was so funny.
Booger Red.
Call an Undertaker Booger Red.
But let's get to Wednesday.
No, the Funhouse, Chad.
The Funhouse.
The Funhouse, the main event.
I want to forget about the Funhouse.
I
want
to.
I don't want to.
I've tried to bring it up three times.
I don't want to be mad. I've got a good buzz going, dude.
I'm sorry, but it happened in pro wrestling.
You're harshing my vibe, man.
But it's the whole point of why I think people are booing. All right,
tell me about the fucking Funhouse.
The Funhouse. So Bray Wyatt's back there. Seth Rollins has been talking all night that he's going to find Bray.
He's going to find Bray.
He's hunting fiends.
So Seth Rollins at the start of the show says he's going to find Bray.
Yeah.
The fiend they break in with a like Bray Wyatt says new episode of the Firefly Funhouse at the bottom
tonight
with a crawl.
Yeah.
Did you like that?
How'd
you
feel about it? It was alright. I didn't hate it.
No one that didn't kind of neutral on it.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Didn't hate it.
I liked it. It seemed like a way to provide information without having to explicitly like cut to anything.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't mind. I liked it.
Okay. That's
fine. I don't mind being given small doses of information that way.
On the crawler, it makes it feel like it's real.
You don't have to cut to a whole you don't have to do another segment to provide something small like that.
That's fine.
And especially the way we kind of talk over commentators, it's easier to miss stuff like that.
Well, the commentary has been exponentially better.
Commentary has been so much better.
Yeah.
Both shows.
Yes, absolutely.
Michael Cole and Corey Graves are way better without a third person to bicker with.
Mm-hmm.
Corey Graves was always fighting with somebody and I hated it.
Yeah.
Corey Graves and Michael Cole don't bicker. They kind of have like a good little chemistry. I think Michael Cole's given the rub to Corey Graves before Michael Cole probably retires in the next couple
of
years.
Yeah, I feel like Michael doesn't have that many years left.
No, I think Michael...
He possibly can't. Like,
I think Michael Cole
it's not a physical thing.
I think Michael Cole doesn't... I think JR and the King keep doing commentary because they want to. They want to be involved in wrestling. I think Michael Cole's going to get old enough where he's like, I just don't want to do this anymore.
I don't think he'd still be doing it if he didn't love it.
I think...
That's the way I feel about it. He's been there... He takes no time off, dude. He's always there.
But I think I'm not saying he doesn't love it. But I'm
like, I refuse to believe that he doesn't love the business without being there that much.
I think he wants to stay in it the way Jer and the King do. I think he's going to hit a point where he wants to go
I think
home.
Cole is setting some sort of ridiculous record for 10 year as commentary. He's got to have the record.
Oh, he's getting it. If he doesn't, he's close. I mean, uninterrupted?
Yeah.
Oh, he probably already does. No, for WWE?
I'm just saying, he's setting a serious number up.
For WWE, uninterrupted,
yeah.
I would say he already has it. I couldn't even think of anybody who would be close.
Yeah, no, he's been there since the birth of DX, like the 90s.
But from in-ring commentary, uninterrupted doing something, since 2002 SmackDown.
Yeah.
That's goddamn 17 years. He's been consistently on a show doing commentary.
It's three claps for Michael Cole. Like.
And he's gotten better the whole time. He sucked. When I started, I did not like him.
Yeah, he was really, really bad.
So he's also improved. I'm not mad. I ain't mad at Michael Cole.
He's thriving. They used to rash him
really
bad.
But he's got like a family. I would not be surprised to see him go home for a bit and retire.
I think he likes the road. I really
do. You really
do? I really think Michael Cole's a lifer. I don't see him going anywhere. Like... He may not stay in WWE the whole time, but I don't see him leaving the wrestling business.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. I think if he wanted to quit, he would have done it already. I don't see a guy standing in it that long if he didn't love the business.
Fair enough. Yeah. I can't. That's all conjecture. I can't. I don't think we can ever prove each other wrong. That's interesting.
That's
we don't see it that way. Huh. But no, I King, Vic Joseph, Dio Maiden.
Yeah.
All big fans.
Yeah. You said that one of...
So, one of my buddies...
Joseph or the other guy?
Dio Maiden.
Okay. Crossover appeal.
I've got a bunch of weeb friends. They don't watch wrestling.
What are weeb friends?
Weeb friends. They're all anime fans.
Oh, I have a bunch of weed friends.
You have a bunch of weed friends.
They're all named Mary Jane.
Christ. No, and one of them reached out to me. I forget what Dio Maiden's name was before he did WWE. But he's big in like the anime community. He does Twitch streams and stuff. He does like gaming and things. Big nerd following.
Yeah.
And he also like pro wrestling. And I think he had stuff to do with Up Up Down Down. He knew the New Day guys.
Okay.
And yeah, when he came in, yeah, someone messaged me like, hey, you know, I don't have anybody that knows about nerd culture and wrestling culture in my life.
Yeah.
You're like, so like, what do you think of Dio Maiden? I was like, oh, the Raw guy? I know he does like target those anime stuff. And he kind of walked me through some of his like backstory a little bit.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. No, it was interesting. But yeah. No, so yeah, there's like some crossover there. And I noticed that he says like little quirky nerd lines in commentary that like if you don't know what he's talking about, you'll just miss. They don't distract you from anything. You just be like, oh, you're just listening.
Yeah.
But if you know what he's referencing, you're like, God damn it.
Like, this fucking shit.
You're like, God damn it. No, he's really good. Paul Heyman, big Dio Maiden fan. Paul Heyman requested him specifically.
He's doing a good job. I like this three-man booth.
This three-man booth is good. There's talk the King may not be permanent.
The King is good enhancement talent here. I was surprised when they brought the King back.
There's talk that Vince McMahon wanted the King. He didn't feel good about two brand new guys for Raw.
Just give it some familiarity.
Yeah, but the King has also said... Paul Heyman doesn't want the King.
Okay.
And the King has also said that he doesn't enjoy the commentary the most. It's not his favorite thing.
Really? He's so good at it.
No, he is. He says it's not that much fun.
Interesting.
I think he likes the panels.
I think he probably liked it more during the Attitude Era. He's probably way more handcuffed now than he used to be.
No, I think he said specifically that what he doesn't like about it is if you like mess up.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta sit there in it.
Yeah, no, Foley got out because he didn't want to get badgered if you fucked it up.
If you shit yourself, you gotta sit there for 3 hours in it.
Yeah, like, Jesus. Like,
you can't, yeah, I don't think he enjoys it. I don't think anybody does. So I think that...
Because you
have
Vince McMahon in your ear the whole time. Like,
no, and I can't imagine Jerry Lawler likes to get yelled at.
No, you used to run your own territory.
No,
like.
he's probably a temperamental guy. There are times where he just wants to say fuck you and throw his headset down and... walk out.
But he's a company guy.
Yeah, and it's probably gotten worse over the years when he didn't commentate, so now he goes back and is like, what the fuck is he on about? Like,
yeah, he's like, I used to say worse than this every Monday.
You're having a senior moment in my ear about something I used to say. Like, what are you...
Yeah.
What are you doing? So he probably just doesn't care for him as much. There's talk that they might bring, the Desmond Wolf, what does he go by in NXT UK?
Nigel McGuinness,
there we go. Yeah. Blanking his name. There's talk they may bring him up.
Okay, I like
in
Nigel.
King's spot. I think if you have to do a three-man booth, I think that would be fine.
That would work.
I did not think I would ever look at WWE commentary booth as much as I'd like Ross. Especially a three-man booth.
That's saying something.
That is my favorite.
I think we have episodes of the podcast where we're just like, it's never going to get good again. Like,
my favorite three-man booth besides JR, King, and Coach.
I didn't like Coach in there. I thought Coach was...
Coach stepped on it a lot, which was the only thing I didn't like. Coach was...
JR
the,
and King together didn't need a third wheel.
No, but it still had JR and the King in it, which is hard to beat. But the Coach... The Coach was the beginning of that bickering thing on commentary that they like to do.
WWE, yeah.
Yeah, like. I hate... If you want to have commentators have, like, some playful, like, banter...
Yeah.
They go back and forth, that's fine, but I really think Vince likes them to, like, nag at each other. I just don't like to listen to it.
It's fair.
But yeah, I think commentary has been much better lately.
I do, too.
But yeah, so we go. So Seth Rollins burns down.
Yeah, he found Bray Wyatt.
Yeah.
He hit Bray a couple of times, and Bray's not in the Fiend.
Yeah, he's Mr. Rogers.
I mean, he literally asks Seth, like, why are you doing this? And then Seth sets a table on fire and flips it over. And they make fade to black. And my enthusiasm should show you how much I fucking liked this fucking thing.
The fans,
I
didn't like it. The fans were shitting on it like crazy.
No, like this was fucking...
They hated it.
I was trying to get over Hell in a Cell. I was like, all right, you came out of the
floor. How do they keep fucking
stepping
in it?
That was pretty cool. All right, let's try and forget about this thing. And then I don't know why we had to get Seth over there. I don't know why we did that.
I don't understand it either. Like,
I don't get that.
Why are we continually stepping in this? Like, it didn't need to be booked like this. And so there's two schools of thought here. There's, like, two ways this can go. The Firefly Funhouse is either dead,
mm-hmm.
or it'll just be back next weekend. It's like
nothing happens.
It's just magic. So if The Fiend goes to SmackDown...
Yeah.
And stays on SmackDown, there's a good chance the Firefly Funhouse is gone.
Okay, because it got burned down.
Yep. And if The Fiend... stays on, like, comes to Raw,
mm-hmm.
either as Universal Champion or gets traded or something and continues to feud with Seth in some way,
yeah,
the Firefly Funhouse probably stays.
Yeah, Bray could come over in that trade for Nikki Cross.
And yeah, or there's still talk that there could be more trades.
Yeah.
Before Monday's show. The talk is SmackDown wants, like, a sports feel.
Yeah.
A realistic feel.
Yeah, you were saying that earlier.
And that the Firefly Funhouse, this is speculation from Meltzer, so you got to just disclaimer on that. This may not be true. But that's what I'm hearing, is that the Firefly Funhouse was too mystical.
Yeah.
It wasn't grounded enough.
Okay.
Which I hear, but the reason The Fiend is over is because of the Firefly Funhouse. And if you don't want Firefly Funhouse, you probably don't want The Fiend. And SmackDown insisted they get The Fiend.
Interesting.
So the very reason SmackDown wants The Fiend is the thing they don't want.
Yeah, no, everything The Fiend is doing is because, nothing sports.
Yeah, the reason
it's entertainment.
The reason The Fiend is popular...
It's like saying you want The Undertaker, but you don't want him to fucking sit up.
Yeah.
Or you don't want him to come out on a...
The Fiend is about as close to exposing the business as I like.
No, he's right in that Undertaker.
No, line. Yeah, he's... It's
mystical, we don't fully understand it, but he's not... pushing the envelope too far.
And the Fiend,
until he takes nine curves off to the face and gets right back up and kicks out at one.
What, yeah.
It's whatever. I ran it about two episodes ago. Yeah. Go back and listen to
That's fair. The Fiend is walking that line really hard.
Yeah.
And
I'm a juggalo. I love killer clowns. They just need to fucking stop insulting my intelligence.
But why would SmackDown demand this character, but then not the thing that's getting it over?
They wanted the buzz. They liked the buzz they were hearing from it. Yeah, they didn't know what the buzz was about.
Yeah, no, and that's what I'm hearing, is just maybe the network.
Probably further investigation, the referees have decided they don't want The Fiend. Like, and then the Fox robot's going to be pissed.
That's funny.
You're going to start wearing a Fiend mask.
I'm also fucking annoyed that they're really pushing that the match didn't end by DQ and it stopped by no contest. I would like to point out one more time on the record that WWE had graphics created to post online that the match ended by DQ.
Yes, they did.
And then they threw down.
They were asking before that match started if you thought the match was going to end in pinfall, submission, or disqualification.
That did happen.
The writing was on the wall that they were going to end in disqualification. We were all talking about it on the pre-show.
But like, it
was weird.
Yeah, like, they officially announced that the match ended by DQ.
Yeah.
And then changed it later, and I just... It's extra insulting to the fans' intelligence to try to pretend that didn't happen.
Yeah.
And Seth Rollins specifically is, like, on Twitter trying to defend that take. Like, dude, just take your L, man.
Yeah, it's not they're not all five-star matches, dude. It happens.
Like, here's the thing. You don't have to defend creatives. You didn't book that match.
You're a soldier on the front lines,
just
man.
Just shut up.
Oh, yeah. Not in the Twitterverse, man. People can't shut up.
So, SmackDown was good. Raw was meh. And the Seth Rollins versus The Fiend storyline is literally the worst bungled storyline I may have ever seen in pro wrestling since I've been watching. If you can think of a better one that I would have seen since watching in 2004, I would love to hear about it.
Like, thing that was over and they just
that they just punted away so badly. I'm hard up to think of one at the moment.
Closest thing would be Rusev Day, and they didn't even punt it that bad.
Rusev Day was just something they didn't pull the trigger on. It ran its course, they just didn't get the most out of it.
Right.
I'm
just saying that's the closest thing
to
this.
Yeah, It's just, that's just something you didn't capitalize on. This is something they effectively put the gun to.
Yeah, no.
God. Yeah, no, I'll think about that. What's the second worst thing that was, like, over that they literally just held to the ground and just executed?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question.
Because that's what they did. They killed a living, breathing, thriving thing.
It was the most over thing in pro wrestling.
Vince smothered it.
Yeah, on the biggest week in pro wrestling in 20 years. And they just fucking...
Conspiracy theory.
Killed it, dude.
Conspiracy theory. I'm gonna go Alex Jones on you.
Oh, shit.
Return of the Freaking Frogs game.
Fake news, everybody. Here we go.
Do you think Vince might have fucked up the finish of that match and just try to take all the momentum off of wrestling in general?
I've heard this take. I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either, but I wonder what you think about it.
I think it's interesting. I'm not one for conspiracy
theories. You don't think he did it? Fair enough.
Yeah.
Me either. I just wonder what you think of
it. I also don't think the screw job was a work, so.
Well, fuck you for disagreeing with Scott Hall.
I know. How dare I?
Scott Hall is an idiot, but has a great taste in jackets. All of his intelligence go to his taste in jackets.
Please send help.
Please send your jackets.
Apparently, Chad likes dead couches. All right.
Leave the A-Train out of this.
I would like to, but all the wacky, wavy, inflatable tube men are dead.
R.I.P. All right, let's talk about Wednesday.
All right, let's do it. Because that's the whole point of this podcast anyways, Wednesday.
We're gonna start with AEW because we watched that first this week.
AEW, yeah, we're gonna alternate two weeks.
So next week's AEW as well.
Yep.
Start out with Darby Allin against Chris Jericho.
That was the first match on AEW.
It sure was.
It was.
Was it?
No.
I'm sorry. Fuck.
I'm like no.
That was the main event. That was the main event.
Stone Cold University.
I would like to point out that. Do you miss when wrestling result pages used to be easy to fucking get to?
I miss when they used to be easy to get to in the order that the fucking event happened.
Yeah. Nope. You're right. That didn't.
It was just a summary of things that happened in that order. Yeah, I loved that. That is like early days of the WWE.
Yeah, no, when they were fucking easy to read. All right, we're better.
Yeah, no, it started out with Stone Cold. It's
1:30 in the morning.
And then Pentagon and Phoenix came out.
Sure did.
And jumped Stone Cold University, gave Christopher Daniels quite the pile driver on the stage, and they stretchered his ass out of there. He didn't even compete in the match.
No, you were popping for that pile driver on the steel.
I loved even more when they put it in slow motion and showed it again.
And they were like,
if he gets up, I am gonna get so.
No,
pissed.
You were ready. You were ready to shit on the show immediately. You're like, if he gets up, you're like, if he moves, I'm pissed. And if they cart him out, I'm happy.
Yeah, that's literally what I said.
You were like, I'm either thrilled or pissed. This goes two ways.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they brought a backboard out and they stretched him out.
Booked correctly. You get a pile driver on the stage, you fucking get stretchered out.
Scorpio Sky jumps in place.
I like that he pulled the tape out.
Got out of the trainer's bag. I thought it was a cool little, that made sense.
Yep. Lost a shoe.
Yep. And then threw the other one away.
Yep.
I was just saying, I was like,
the fans threw it back at him. Yeah, I thought that was fun.
Fucking Philly.
Yeah, fucking
Philly. Hot crowd all night in AEW. Yeah, I was like, where are we? And they said Philly. I was like, that makes sense.
They were hot. It was a good crowd.
No, hot crowd all night. The fucking Philly welcome. You killed your girlfriend.
You killed your girlfriend.
shout out to
Superfly.
I was gonna say a comic friend Mike Bustler, but yeah, also Superfly Jimmy Snuka.
Superfly, allegedly.
Alleged. Yeah, we can't prove that.
Not the Superfly.
No, but I thought it was a good opportunity to get Scorpio Sky over. I feel like most fans have seen.
I've seen none of his.
We've all seen Kazarian and Daniels wrestle. Yeah. If you haven't seen a lot of Ring of Honor stuff, you haven't seen Scorpio Sky wrestle.
Right.
So it seemed like an opportunity to really show off Scorpio Sky.
Yeah, it was fun.
What did you think of match?
You can't kill Kaz.
No, holy shit!
I hate fucking Kaz.
Kaz is fucking untouchable.
I'm pretty sure he's made out of Terminator.
He's made out of Terminator.
I'm pretty sure. He's just T-1000, man. Like, because you can't kill him. Like, they dropped him on his head like 90 times.
Yeah, he was bumbling like a motherfucker.
Apparently, that all hurts his back. That's how. Like,
he was selling his back the whole time.
Yeah,
too.
No, he got kicked in the face a bunch to hold his back. He
sold his back.
So,
yeah,
dragon screw, hold my back.
I don't really care for best friends. Trent Barretta's all
right. Trent Barretta's okay.
I think Chuck Taylor's a dweeb.
I don't particularly hate it.
Fucking invisible hand grenade spots.
I like the hug in the middle of the ring. I thought that's fun.
You like that? Yeah. I get why fans like it. It's I don't hate it as much as people would think I hate it. I think that Chuck Taylor has done a lot of other egregious shit in the business that
like those fucking shoes that you get them wet and just fucking get your socks fuck that.
Stop
shit.
That.
What?
I'm talking about the invisible hand grenades.
Oh.
All those like invisible like man spots. Chuck Taylor's done a lot of those. He's a big offender in that
like
regard.
Like he throws an invisible hand grenade and other
yeah, other guys take a bump for
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
So honestly, Joey Ryan, Orange Cassidy, Chuck Taylor's like high up on the list of guys that you do shit that offend me.
On your shit list?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So Chuck Taylor's pretty high on that list.
All right.
Dolph
Ziggler, The Revival, who else?
Here? Drew McIntyre.
Yeah, McIntyre. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Tony right. Chimmel.
Oh, yeah. Chimmel's a lifer. He ain't going nowhere.
But, Kaz and Sky win the match with a springboard leg drop.
Yeah.
That you did not like.
No. It did not. Did not look good.
There's
a lot of high spots in that match, though. There's quite a few 360 planches. And
yeah,
stuff
there's
like
a
that.
Lot of shit going on.
I don't like Kaz. I didn't like that.
You don't like Daniels either, do you?
I don't like Daniels.
You
either.
Dislike Daniels for the same reason?
No.
What do you dislike Daniels about?
I don't know. I just don't like him. Never cared for him really.
Okay.
I think that fans give him more credit than he deserves.
You think he's overrated?
Yeah.
Do you think he's bad or do you think he's overrated?
Overrated.
Okay. Fair enough.
Overrated. He can get stuff done in the ring.
Do you think Ziggler's bad or do you think Ziggler's overrated?
Depends on the night.
Overall,
bad.
Okay. So Daniels overrated, Ziggler bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd rather watch a Kaz and Daniels match than a Ziggler match.
It's interesting. Yeah, that's where your metric is. Yeah. Ziggler is bad, Daniels is overrated.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair enough. Drew McIntyre, bad or overrated?
Really bad.
Really bad.
Really bad.
Ziggler, McIntyre, worse.
McIntyre's worse.
Okay. All right.
I feel like
this is a therapy session for like we're doing the ink block.
Yeah,
test.
I'm like, that's a titty.
That's a titty.
That's another titty. That's four titties.
Now put them together.
All right.
all right. Next match is Santino
Marella.
Santino is not back.
Santina Marella.
No, she's
Miss WrestleMania.
God, I hated that. Santana and Ortiz versus John Silver and Alex Reynolds. Santana Ortiz called Proud and Powerful rather than LAX.
Okay, that's who that is.
Yes. Not thrilled about the name, but is what it is.
Yeah.
Pretty much a squash match.
Yeah, it was fun.
That street sweeper finish is cool.
Yeah, it was fun.
Not really anything to say here.
Jericho had a little video thing at the end.
Yeah.
Putting the boys over. They're inside they're the inner circle.
Yeah.
Like, there's a new stable in town here, ladies and gentlemen. Jericho's their leader.
You don't like that name, do you?
It's growing on me.
It's growing on me. I didn't hate it to begin with.
Initially, I thought it was dumb, but we'll see what happens here. Wait and see.
Santana Ortiz are gonna be major deals.
They're pretty animated. They kept saying
the best over the video.
Yeah.
No, they're always doing something. Yeah. They're always moving.
They're like, I gotta see that. This is different. This is not like everything else.
They're pit bulls. They're always snarling. And
Jericho called out the Young Bucks for them.
Yeah.
So that'll be. I'd like to see that. That's at their pay per view, I think.
Yeah, it's for the. I forget what the name of their freaking pay per view.
Fallout or something.
You know what I've noticed is that AEW was pimping that pay per view a bit, but they don't pimp their pay per view reviews the way WWE does.
It's different.
They
also don't have a network and they're not pimping everything all day every day. Like,
honestly, I would think for a pay-per-view they would want to push it harder than WWE does their network events, because like the network, you pretty much have the network or you don't.
Yeah.
It's not like you have to sell those events.
But the thing is, with pay-per-view is like you run those pay-per-view ads on cable.
You do know. I guess you do run those. Those are commercials.
You don't need to run them during your show.
I've seen so little cable television that I forgot pay-per-view commercials.
I'm like, yeah, no, they
fuck
they,
me. Been since I've seen a wrestling pay-per-view commercial.
I watch a lot of sports, so yeah, I believe that. But yeah, no, they still exist, and that's how they're doing it. I'm pretty sure.
That's fair. Next up is a vignette for Cody. Versus versus Jericho for the AEW title. That was very well done.
This was great.
This felt big fight, sports feel.
Probably my favorite part of AEW was
that. I might have to agree with that.
I like that they kept referencing the dream. I like that they were showing Cody in his day-to-day, showing
he was
doing business.
You had DDP in there.
Diamond Dallas Page was talking about it, wearing a Dusty Rhodes shirt, doing a Dusty Rhodes impression. You had JR just talking about how Cody's brought up in the business.
Cody's day-to-days.
Yeah, he's all like, Jericho, when he comes to the match, he's only got to worry about that match. When Cody comes to the match, he's had 7 meetings that day, and then the match.
JR just brings so much legitimacy to it.
It's true,
It's so real.
Yeah.
JR makes it feel real.
Yeah, it's like, oh man, this guy is like legit.
JR is fucking...
He put Cody over, and selling, Cody's already over.
That's selling pay-per-views.
Yeah, absolutely.
MJF is in there.
MJF was just talking about Cody. Yeah.
His best friend, kind of furthering that storyline a little bit.
Yeah, I thought that was cool because MJF wasn't on the product, but he was.
Yeah, he was still getting screen time.
That's good.
No, I thought this was, for not being a WWE vignette for a storyline,
very well done.
I was wondering how these would look because WWEs are always so good.
So good, yeah.
It wasn't the same either. It wasn't a smash cut over a song.
It started in Cody's house.
It felt like a documentary, which WWE doesn't usually do.
No.
It's different. Yeah. Who's also equally as good in its own way.
They showed Cody working out. A lot of the day-to-day stuff. They humanized him almost.
Yeah. No, I like it. And they've done similar things with guys before,
too.
And they
also talked about the history of him and, like, him leaving the other company, and now he's here to prove something.
Yeah.
I was getting goosebumps watching.
We go from what might be the best thing from AEW Thunder, probably what I think is the worst.
Oh, here we go.
Rio versus Britt Baker for the women's title. This match was not good.
You're just an anti-Dentite. You're a raging anti-dentite.
Did you know that Britt Baker is a dentist?
I did
know that as well because they keep telling me. Holy shit, they keep telling me.
Oh, yeah.
I want to forget to keep making dentist appointments. They keep reminding me. Quit reminding me.
It's funny.
I do like Britt Baker's finish.
This match showed that both of these ladies are a little green.
Rio's offense doesn't make sense.
She's small.
She's small and she's throwing a lot of strikes. Don't ever do that.
No, her offense makes sense. You just don't like the way that people are selling her punches. I found that to be your biggest threat.
No, that's the biggest thing. Is she throws a lot of punches, and honestly, there's no good way to sell her punches, so she just shouldn't throw them. Mm. Her kicks, she should throw kicks. She should throw her jumping, like, stomps. Those all make sense.
Yeah.
Some arm drags here. Those all are fine. She throws a lot of, like, close, like,
close hand fists, forearms, elbows,
and stuff. And, like, everyone is selling them the way they sell every other punch. It's like, no, she's not throwing that much power behind those. She can't. Like...
Your meter shouldn't be going down that much. Like,
yeah,
it was a video game. Like, you know what I mean?
She's too small for that. It really brought me out of it. Mm-hmm. So that was the only really thing I have against Rio. Rio's growing on me a little bit. That's the only thing. If they adjust that, I think Rio's fine. Britt Baker has a great look. Britt Baker is greener than goose shit, though.
Damn.
She is. She was
mint chocolate chip ice cream. Yep. Really green.
Yeah. She is greener than St. Patrick's Day Budweiser.
She is greener than my urine, everybody.
She is greener than a trailer park swimming pool.
All right, we're just doing my act now.
She is greener than a shamrock shake shit.
Yep. Devolving into my act, everybody.
She's been hurt already, which I actually don't know whether it was something she did or someone else did. She knows she had a bad concussion, which kept her from challenging for the title recently. Mm. She had that black eye.
Yeah, no, I like that. I like that. They
brought it up, which I liked.
Yeah, like she was in the makeup chair next to JR and saying that, telling the makeup lady to leave the black eye because I want to remember it.
Yeah.
Use it as motivation.
Yeah, and I just, I don't know. I don't think Britt Baker's ready for prime time. She's new. She's like, it's not like she's green. Calling her green isn't an insult. She's been at it a year.
That's not a long time in the wrestling
business. No, it's not. Like
she's already challenging for a major title.
On primetime television. Yeah. It makes sense this may be too soon. Like, it's not, I don't see that as that damning.
They are just trying to build up Rio until Awesome Kong smashes her. Awesome Kong is going to smash her. That's gonna happen.
Yeah,
they like the
or Nyla. It might be Nyla.
It's gonna be awesome.
You think
Tom.
It'll be Kong?
Look, the aesthetic, the giant woman versus the 89-pound.
You think it'll be okay?
That's gonna happen.
Okay,
mark my words. You're
betting Awesome Kong.
I'm betting Awesome Kong.
Okay, my whole thing is, at this point, I'm beginning to wonder if AEW having a women's division so soon was a good idea. Or if they should have just gone men's division and built a women's division for a minute, let the company get going for a year, and then bring in a women's division, have it be huge. Or if coming in with a small, watered down women's division would be bad.
I don't think in this day and age.
Do you think the optics? Do you think the optics of not having a women's division would be
worse?
Bad?
Yeah.
No, Japan doesn't have a women's division.
Well, they're not Japan. America.
You think?
Look at your cardigan, Chad. We live in America. The red, white, and blue.
You leave my cardigan out.
I liked it.
I like it too.
I like hanging out with Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
You Pershala boys and your Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
We like our hoes. Anyways.
I'm not even going to go near that.
Nah.
The next match is the Lucha. No, I tell a lie. That is not the worst thing that happened all night. Shut up. Don't laugh at me. The Lucha Bros versus the Jurassic Express. But it's not the Jurassic Express.
No.
Because the Luchasaurus is hurt.
How did you hurt the Luchasaurus?
I don't know. I think he's mad because his mom died.
Did he slam his tail in the door? Like, what happened?
Yeah, no, Land Before Time is a sad movie.
Yeah, not for kids.
Yeah.
Not for kids.
Dark.
Or Showtimes.
Yeah.
You need a tissue?
I get sad.
I know.
Luchasaurus is like... So Jungle Boy is cool. He teams well with Luchasaurus because it's the cool like big guy small guy.
Well, the thing is, Jungle Boy's the small guy.
Yeah, Jungle Boy's supposed to be the small guy. So Luchasaurus does well there.
Yeah,
Luchasaurus, I think he messed his hamstring up or something.
Okay,
could be out for a little while.
Yeah.
Luchasaurus has his big upside. They're talking.
I've seen him wrestle once. He looked so good.
They're saying that he may be like a rising star. Like he could be a big deal eventually. So they bring in Marco Stunt. Marco Stunt.
Mm-hmm.
Probably is about 4'10".
You mean Marco Runt?
Marco Runt. Remember when Brother Ray went, or Spike Dudley went with Brother Runt?
I absolutely do.
Oh, boy. Marco Stunt probably weighs 90 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Marco Stunt is smaller than Riho.
I'm pretty sure he was Papa Smurf before.
Papa Smurf. Was Papa Smurf the leader? he knows what I'm doing. That's fine. this match was awful.
This was bad.
This match should have taken all of 2 minutes.
Like, I understand they were toying with him and everything. I didn't hate it as much as you.
Toying with them should have taken... So this match should have... If this match would have gone 4 minutes with them getting no heat...
Yeah.
They're toying with them. This match... Did it say how long this match went? Let's look.
No, there is time limits. I don't think it hit the... It went through the commercial, didn't it?
Yeah, this match was 2 segments.
The
results don't say how long this match went, but it was 2 segments. This match went too long.
Yeah.
Like, Marco Stunt shouldn't be wrestling.
Yeah, I said it.
Marco Stunt is too small to ever be taken seriously as a legitimate threat in any wrestling ring.
I was just like, man, Nicholas really didn't grow that much since the last time I saw him. That's all I was thinking.
D-E-D-Dead.
For my juggalos and juggalettes. Don't try this at home, whoop whoop. Fuck this shit.
You can be saying that a lot lately.
God damn it. So fucking funny.
obviously, the Lucha Bros go on to win eventually, but just too long, like, I hate it. Jim Cornette says that this is Jungle Boy and Marco Stunt are the new worst tag team ever, unseating the Ding Dongs.
Wow, that's a bold statement.
Yeah,
all right,
I have to agree.
I didn't like it a lot, let me tell you.
Pac and John Moxley versus Hangman Adam Page and Kenny Omega.
This went down the opposite way that I wanted it to go down.
What did you want to see?
I wanted Pac to do the not tag team well with others. I don't know why Moxley did it.
They want Moxley to get over as an anti-hero.
Well, he already is, though.
They just want to keep him over that way. I agreed with you, but I think that I think Moxley.
I think that Pac should be an undefeated singles competitor and get no wins as a tag team competitor. That is what I want out of Pac.
Yeah. What did you think of the match?
Honestly, Chad, I was more interested in checking my fantasy football score. This match just lulled me.
I agree.
It did nothing. I don't want to see Moxley or Pac in a tag match. I don't care for Omega that much, and Hangman Page is lackluster.
You know what? I hear a lot of people saying that. Adam Page is just kind of bland.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I think his finishers are cool. Like, he's got two cool looking finishes.
Adam Page and Adam Cole are like the same guy to me. There's nothing there. I don't get it.
I don't agree with the Adam Cole thing, but I definitely feel like they're Adam Page.
Same Adam, like, cloth. Cut from the same cloth those two guys are.
Adam Page definitely doesn't intrigue me, and Kenny Omega I don't care for. I think that Pac doesn't shine in that tag match.
No, he doesn't.
And I haven't been on the Moxley train for a while.
I like John Moxley.
I think he's good on the stick. That promo was good.
That promo was good.
I think his in-ring stuff has not been great for a while. I think that
he DDT'd that guy on that table. That was fine. That match should have stopped a couple weeks ago, but that's whatever.
That was all.
The fans really enjoyed him dirty deeds and Neville there, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, it popped the Philly crowd. It looked good on TV.
They announced the matches for next week.
Yeah, we got Pac versus Moxley.
Yep.
Which I want to see. I wanted that this week.
I think that'll be a good match.
That's really what my gripe was. That's what I wanted. I'm like, I don't want to see these guys tag
The team. Young Bucks will be in action.
Okay, who are they fighting?
I didn't say who.
Probably a couple jobbers. The Mathletes, probably.
I hope not. Britt Baker will be in action.
Oh, baby.
SoCal Uncensored versus the Dark Order.
Stone Cold University.
And the AEW Tag Team Tournament semis will happen.
Who's the Dark Order?
The Dark Order got the bye.
Who is it, though?
They went by the Super Smash Brothers. You haven't seen them.
Oh, okay.
To be honest, I don't know their names individually, and they're not any good. Yeah.
All right.
But yeah, they went by the Super Smash Brothers in the Indies, but they can't go by that on TV because Nintendo will sue them into the dark
ages. Oh, yeah, they will.
Private Party versus the Lucha Bros, also for the AEW
title. That'll be good.
That match is going to be... That might be Match of the Week.
That'll be good.
I've got that as a potential for Match of the Week.
Uh-huh.
Now, in the main event tonight, Chris Jericho versus Darby Allin.
Hold on. Before we...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Tag Team Wrestling... We previewed it a little bit earlier. All right. And
you want me to read something here?
Well, let me set this up here a little bit.
Go for it,
because as we're watching AEW, and you actually found this on Twitter, that a pro wrestler that I kind of despise, said some information that I agree with.
He sure did.
I was watching AEW Tag Team Wrestling, and I'm just all like, why is there no tags going on here? Where's the structure? Where's the rules? What's going on here? And then you go, you actually agree with this guy? Go ahead and read that. Pull that tweet
up. So
where are we at? Whose Twitter are we on?
Some backstory here. NWA had their power tapings.
Okay.
Recently. Jim Cornette did commentary for that.
Booyah.
During that... there were times where tag teams were doing what we don't like. They weren't following the rules.
I hate that.
Jim Cornette was on commentary and going, the ref should be doing something right now. Like, what's the ref doing? Like, right. On commentary, he was calling out the ref. Wasn't.
You should ref shame.
Jim
Cornette, as a Detroit Lions fan, you should ref shame. That was not hands to the face.
Yeah. So Jim Cornette was basically calling out.
Fuck you, Jimmy Graham. I'm sorry.
Jim Cornette was calling out, like, the rules problems in the match.
Good.
That the ref was making
fight for a good fight.
Scott Dawson saw this and tweeted, all tag matches have very specific rules. If they aren't enforced by the promotion, all promotions, or followed by the wrestlers, tag wrestling isn't special at all. There's a certain art to it all.
I liked it and I retweeted it. And that's Scott Dawson.
Of the revival.
A man I've done nothing but ride just... Probably harder than anybody but Dolph Ziggler on the roster.
Yeah, I can confirm.
Yeah, but no, he's right about that. Fucking, I'm the only one who cares about the rules anymore. Like,
no, tag team wrestling.
Tags are important.
So here's the thing, with wrestling in general, is there needs to be rules for you to be able to break the rules.
Absolutely, you cannot get a heel over.
There needs to, if you
don't have a rule for
you
them
need,
to break.
You need heels to break the rules to get over, and you need over heels to make over faces.
Yep.
No, you can't get anyone over as a face if you don't have over heels, and there's no, you can't get a heel over without rules.
Nope.
And right now there's no tag team rules.
No, there's not. It's chaos. I fucking hate it. It's ridiculous.
It makes an AEW seems really egregious about breaking tag team rules. And there is a lot of that going on in WWE as well. I think the Revival really stand for that old school style. So we were actually talking about this the other night.
Yeah.
You like the Revival style of in-ring wrestling.
True.
That Smash Mouth style.
Yeah.
You like the Revival's theory of the business.
True.
What is it about the Revival you don't like?
It's their size doesn't play well to the style.
You don't think that guys that small
it's
should be...
It's not believable.
You don't think guys that
the
small
The Viking
should,
Experience should wrestle like the Revival. The Revival should wrestle like the Viking Experience.
So you think the Revival...
Sky Dawson should be doing that fucking cartwheel and that back spring elbow, whereas the Viking Experience should be hitting them with...
So you think the Revival are too small to be brawlers?
Yes.
And you think the Viking Experience should be brawling and not doing
yes.
any cartwheels?
Yes.
Okay. I see them both as...
I feel like I take my tag team wrestling way more serious than most people do. Most people like silliness in their tag team wrestling.
I don't see either of those things as silly. I see them as exceptions to the rule, which makes them interesting. The Revival are small brawlers.
Yeah.
I think that makes them interesting. I don't think at any point it's ever silly. But yeah, no, that's... So the main event is Chris Jericho versus Darby Allin.
Mm-hmm.
For the AEW title.
Yes.
They made Darby Allin look good.
Philadelphia street fight.
Yep.
Rope breaks count.
Rope breaks will get you... So, basically, the rules of this match are...
Pinfall, submission, rope breaks, no DQ.
Yeah, basically, it's... There's no illegal blows.
Yep.
And weapons are legal.
Yep.
Everything else is the same.
Falls have to count in the ring. Yeah. And
I like the way this is set up. Like, it's a match.
If you're on the ropes, if you don't break it by five, you get disqualified.
Essentially, the way the match works is... It's just a weapons or legal match.
Yeah.
There are DQs.
Yeah.
Pinfall, submission, falls in the ring.
No count out, but there was a time limit.
Yeah. Okay. So it's essentially just weapons legal, and the ringside area is open. I think it was I like that they explained it.
Yeah.
It wasn't a normal hardcore match.
Right.
It definitely had some interesting rules, but they walked you through it.
Yeah.
They didn't need a graphic for it. It was simple. I think that...
It was still entertaining, too. And yeah. It was a little bit of a twist on a match that we had seen done so many times.
A match we had seen before in a way WWE doesn't usually do it.
Yeah.
I like that because there was going to be rope breaks involved, they said it.
Yeah.
Like...
No, I don't like learning that on the fly.
You don't want to expect one thing and get the other in the match because it takes you out of it.
See Hell in a Cell pay-per-view this past
exactly.
year. Like, disqualification. We didn't... That's not a thing.
Yeah.
We get pissed when that happens. You tell us and it... Before, we might accept it. We're more likely to accept it.
But
like, well, they said it. I guess that's the thing.
But yeah, what did you think of his match?
I liked it. I liked that he taped his hands behind his back.
So at first, you thought Darby Allin was coming out too fast.
I did. He's a young kid.
Young guys.
Main event.
You notice Jericho slowed him right down.
No, we were talking about that. He just kicked him right in the gut. Literally. I'd be surprised if he didn't just go, slow the fuck down.
No, that's old school.
Yeah.
You fucking shiver him, probably take the wind out of him a little bit, and slow down.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to wrestle 100 miles an hour. I'm the champion, and
I'm a little
slow.
I'm older than you. Yeah. My cardio is not going to be as good as yours.
Absolutely, yeah.
Slow down. We're not wrestling that style of match. Jericho was calling that match too.
Yeah.
I'm willing to bet that AEW probably calls a fair amount of stuff in the ring,
mm-hmm.
And I'm sure Jericho was calling the match.
Yeah.
So it's like he's like, just slow down. We got this. Like, and I think Jericho's probably taking the lead there.
Yeah.
It
was good. He hit him with a chair a couple times. But
no,
like,
they made
hands
they,
behind his back. And
yeah,
he,
they.
He made it look good. He was bumping his ass off.
No, Darby was bumping his ass off. He still was a major threat, even with hands behind his back. He was doing okay.
He did that 360 planche through the middle rope with his hands tied behind his back. I thought that was really cool.
So everybody's gonna be like, oh, his hands behind his back. He's doing Orange Cassidy stuff.
Yeah, no, I'm like, people are going to come at you about this.
There's a reason.
And there's a difference.
There's a reason his hands are behind his back.
Yeah.
They got tape there.
Yeah.
He can't break it. He's trying to break them free, and he can't.
Yeah.
So he's doing these impressive bumps and spots because he can't break his hands free.
Right.
There's a reason they're there.
Mm-hmm.
He's not assing off.
Yep.
He's not pulling punches. He's not doing anything to be funny.
Yep.
He's he's there. He's doing it for a reason. It got the match over, and eventually he did lose like that.
Yeah, he did. We were talking about this. You were all like, "Well, do you think the referee should untie his hands because he can't defend himself?" And I'm like, "No, the referee. If the referee thinks it goes too far, he should award the match to Jericho because
if the referee has to stop the match,
should at no point ever assist Talon.
If the referee has to free his hands to help him, it means Jericho should win the match.
Absolutely,
that's about where I land with it too.
Yeah, that was my logic behind
makes sense
that.
To me.
Jake Hager come out and
eventually pushes him off the top rope. He looked like he was gonna go for
Dave Jericho.
I think he was gonna go for that casket drop.
Yeah, I love that move. That looks awesome. That'd been gnarly, but with his hands behind his back.
Yeah, so it looked like so Jericho ends up winning.
Yep.
Celebrate with a little bit of the bubbly.
The inner circle comes out, they're popping bottles, all is good.
It was not my favorite episode of AEW.
You said it was the worst one.
Which again, not that damning. It's only been three.
Yeah, I'm like, he said this has been the worst NXT ever. That's a hotter statement.
It's a hot take.
Yeah.
Well, worst of the three I've seen by quite a bit, though. Like, the other two, I feel like were good episodes of wrestling. This one, I would say, was probably pretty bad.
Right. Well, we also know what to expect a little bit now from the product as well.
Yeah, no,
we've
I would
seen
say this,
a couple episodes. This we know one, what we're going for.
I would say this one was more bad than good.
Yeah.
The others were more good than bad. This one was more bad than good.
Mm-hmm.
Main event, I liked. Parts of the SoCal University match I liked.
Yeah. I like Pyro being back in both companies.
Me too.
I think that's fun.
We watched AEW first specifically because we wanted to see if the women's division.
Yeah, we were like, maybe that's NXT's.
As we're watching the women's match, there's no way.
No, I'm like, no.
There's no way this is gonna help.
No.
Okay. So let's talk about NXT.
All right.
NXT opens with Tommaso Ciampa versus Angel Garza.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Tommaso Ciampa is over like motherfucking Rover.
Yes, he is.
They love him.
They love him.
Tommaso wins pretty easily.
Yep.
At one point, Garza just throws his pants at him.
I thought this was silly. Like he was,
and Ciampa just like goes ham on his pay. I think it's meant to make Ciampa look kind of unstable.
No.
I think he's trying to keep the crazy guy.
He like did an underhook to the pants and stuff. I think that was a little much.
I think it's like.
No, I get it.
It's like elbow drop in your jacket.
I understand why they did it. I thought it was a little much.
Yeah. After that, the Undisputed Era comes out, kind of poses at Ciampa, and Kyle O'Reilly throws a flash drive.
Yep.
And Mauro Ranallo,
yes.
And they go to commercial. They come back and they say that they can show it to you.
Yep.
They
looked at it. They're like, "All right, we took the porn off of it, and we got another video that we're going to show to you guys right now."
On the video, we see Kyle O'Reilly shooting a video of the Undisputed Era, the aftermath of them beating up Velveteen Dream.
Uh huh.
What do you think? This is just a promo from Adam Cole basically saying don't fuck with the
Undisputed Era. I hate Adam Cole. I don't like the Undisputed
You don't like, yeah. You,
I don't
you
like
really
any
don't.
Of these guys.
I liked this package. I think it was a cool way to kind of get Velveteen Dream out of the way.
It's
the title.
It's four on one. I understand they could take them down. They're all champions. It's whatever.
It's a good way to get Velveteen Dream out of the title picture for a minute so the other guys can
They threatened can Ciampa. They threatened
Balor.
Balor as well.
Yeah. Balor and Ciampa both want the title. Velveteen Dream still has a gripe to it, too. It's a good way to get Velveteen Dream out of the way, make the Undisputed Era look like badasses. It seemed...
It doesn't hurt Velveteen Dream.
It's
character.
On, like, a hand
When
game.
He comes back,
he has a gripe to the title, or one of their titles. Yep. He's done a hand cam, so it looked a little different.
Yeah.
It's a promo for Cole. I liked all of it. I thought it was good.
Mm.
The next matchup, when it came out, I was like, you're going to like this.
Yeah,
I was right.
Yeah, no, I liked that. It was a tag match. Ole and the other guy.
Ole and the other guy. The Andersons.
The Andersons, everybody.
No, it was Danny Burch and Oney Lorcan.
Okay.
Versus Imperium. The members being Marcel Barthel and Fabian Anchor.
Yeah, the two that I've not seen before.
Yeah, you've seen Alexander Wolf and you've seen Walter.
Yeah. This was good. This was Smash Mouth. This was just a great tag team wrestling.
It was
match.
Honestly, you should just watch NXT UK.
No, that's
what you like the
no,
best.
That's
you're looking everything.
I literally,
NXT UK.
I'm like Pete Dunne's the fucking shit.
You like Pete Dunne.
Walter's
you
great.
You like Imperium.
Yeah.
You like these two.
Yeah.
You like
I know.
You like the woman. Why are you always bringing on her name? I feel terrible about that. Rhea Ripley.
Yeah, like...
No, you like all of them.
Yeah, no, I should really start watching. That's what I'm learning. I'm like, I said I was going to watch all of 205 Live, but I might just go NXT UK or something.
No, and catch up. There's not that much. Like, in the grand scheme of it, compared to other stuff.
Well, compared to the amount of 205 Live, yeah, it's
no, they have, they have a physical tag match.
Physical style. They ended it with that European uppercut into a powerbomb.
Yeah.
I love that. I'm like, you shouldn't kick out of that. He didn't.
The match made sense.
That is my biggest gripe with watching these Wednesday night events.
People kick out
of
everything.
Don't kick out of that.
Yep.
He killed you.
No, that was my biggest thing with the Marco stunt match. Is like at one point, I would hear the toying around thing.
Yeah.
Until one point,
they got him good.
At one point, one of the Lucha Bros hits him with like a Blue Thunder Bomb.
Yeah.
And gets him in like a full pin, and Marco stunt kicks out. I was like, he's not playing around. Like, No, I threw my phone.
You did. He really did. He was very angry.
I was stoned too.
Yeah.
It takes a lot to make me mad when I'm that high. No. So everything NXT UK you like.
Yeah.
Imperium's badass.
They're great. Yeah, fuck the Undisputed Era. Imperium all the way, dude.
I'm looking forward to the Imperium Imperium Undisputed Era match we may get at some point.
War Games.
That's a
War Games thing.
I don't know if it'll happen in War Games. It'd be cool if it did.
Why wouldn't it? Four guys on four guys.
They're not setting up for the feud for it. I think War Games is coming up.
Oh,
God. We're not established for that. I think War Games
is... No, I'm just saying, if you make these two stables meet, that's when you should do it.
Oh, I agree. No, fantasy book that for sure. Johnny Gargano was interviewed. That's how they feel about Tommaso Ciampa.
Johnny Gargano is NXT for life, they're saying?
Yeah, he's not going anywhere.
He already went to Raw.
Yeah, he came back.
Didn't like it. Dude
didn't want to be there. He liked it better here.
Okay.
Says he doesn't know how he feels about Ciampa until they're face-to-face.
What kind of terms are they on? Are they buddies right now? Are they mutual respecting? Or are they beefing right now?
So you're caught up on them because they came up to Raw together.
Right, okay.
And then Ciampa got hurt when he came
up
to Raw.
So they're buddies right now.
They're uneasy allies. When they came up to Raw was like, they kind of had like a mutual respect. They were both anti-hero is that... We're like, we don't really care for each other, but we work better together than anybody else, and we both want to be the best.
Right.
It was like an uneasy alliance. They show Dominic Darren Drozdov coming to the ring. we get Io Shirai versus Caden Carter. Io Shirai wins pretty handedly.
Yeah.
What do you think of these two?
All right, this was entertaining. The one chick from Rio de Janeiro, really like her.
No, that's the other match.
Oh,
yeah, you
that's the match.
Settle down.
I can't settle down. I like that one.
Calm down. I really like that one. Io Shirai's got upside. I don't know if Caden Carter's going anywhere.
Yeah. Didn't the champ come out after this?
No, Rhea Ripley came out. The
other women's match.
Calm down, sir.
I can't. Did you see what she looked
like? Yes, I sent you that video.
Yes. It was a very good video.
Yeah, Rhea Ripley came out and kind of punks out Io Shirai.
Mm.
Rhea Ripley's money. Keith Lee versus Dominic Duke the Dumpster Drowsy.
A bitch,
yes. This match was better than their last one.
This one was better than their last one.
What do you think? Because I didn't... Yeah, I wasn't shitting on it like you were the last one.
Hated their first match.
I know.
Hated it. This match was better. They didn't fucking kick out of a bunch of high spots.
Yeah. You liked this match?
It was better. It wasn't... Yeah. It still liked the tag team one better.
Oh, sure. I didn't think this week was going to beat that for you. Like, that was going to be a fair match league, probably.
Oh, Pete Dunne's match was really good, man. I don't know.
That's fair. No, we haven't got that.
That Pete Dunne match was fucking amazing.
Yeah, it was. No, that's probably my favorite thing of the week. But this match was good. I think it showed off both talents well. I think both are going to have a big upside.
Yeah, match, I didn't hate it.
The match was for a shot at the NXT North American title because... Velveteen Dream got taken out.
Yep.
It looks like Roderick Strong comes to the ring.
Uh-huh.
And attacks both men. So no contest. William Regal just makes it a triple threat.
Yep. And boy, was Regal staring him down.
Oh, yeah. No, he was hate-fucking him with his eyes.
That was fun. I liked that. I liked that little Cat's Nest, I got up there.
Yeah, but. No, it's a good way to get. It's a good way to get face to face.
Yeah.
We get Matt Riddle versus Bronson Reed. Matt Riddle's money.
Bro. That was a fun match, too. That match was better than I thought it was going to be.
No, I thought that match was going to be like a squash throwaway, but it was actually pretty good. Both guys got some offense. Matt Riddle's crazy strong.
Crazy strong, dude. He was just manhandling this 300-pounder.
Yeah, he just with ease.
Yeah.
No, when he went for Bro Derek, you thought Bronson's going to die.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you didn't know he was going for like that tombstone where you're like, oh, my God, you thought he was going to drop him.
Yeah. Well, was that the match with that reverse Hurricane Rana? Where I was
no,
like,
that was Dominic. That was
Keith Lee almost killed
Dominic.
Himself.
No, yeah, it was. Yeah, no, no Keith Lee almost killed Dominic. He spiked him.
Yeah, he almost killed Weird Al.
No, you fucking grabbed your chest. Jesus. Like you were doing Red Fox.
Fucking. He almost dumped him on his head. Don't have him do that move.
They're very big to be doing that move on each other.
He didn't. That move looks dumb anyways. The reverse one is stupid. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, there is some weird physics to that.
At least when he's going the other way, you can see where he's going. Fucking won't drop him.
Yeah. So, Riddle versus Bronson was a great match.
That was really good. Like I said, that was the sleeper match of the night.
Showed both men off. I think Bronson's got a long way before he's really being featured, but I think Riddle's definitely on the come up. Tanara versus Tegan Nox. Big Tegan Nox fan.
Mm-hmm.
You really like Tanara.
Oh, yeah.
From Brazil. Yeah, her whole thing is Latinas do it better.
Okay.
Poppy.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, she's a legit black belt, I guess.
Okay.
Tegan Nox, the girl with the shiniest wizard.
That was a fun match. This match I really enjoyed.
No, it was a fun time. They had a good match. After that...
Was this her return?
It was.
Okay.
Yep, first match back. After that, Kelly comes out and tries to interview her, and Dakota Kai comes out with
her. Oh, baby, let me tell you. This was quite the segment.
Big fan of Dakota Kai as well. Mm-hmm. And then the champion, Shayna Baszler, Marina Shaffer, and Jessamyn Duke come out.
Okay.
Well, you want to say what you said on the air? You just
want to
leave that behind the paywall?
I will not say that.
All right, I was just wondering.
I'm good. I don't want to get that hate mail today. Maybe next week.
Maybe Gold wants it.
Yeah, well.
All right, fair enough.
Next week.
Baszler has a good little promo, kind of punks out Tegan,
that was my first real promo that I've seen her do. That was pretty good.
But Tegan stands her ground as well. Kind of shows they have faith in Tegan down the line.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a nice little spat there, but yeah, she roasted her pretty good.
Yeah, no, it was good.
That's the way I want my champion to act. I liked it.
No, I
she got a lot of competition coming for her, but she's not backing down. She's got that stable.
NXT,
she's ready to go.
Men and women's division are tied for me in importance.
Women's division's way better in my opinion.
I think they're the same, but honestly, that's unbelievable to me that I think they're the same.
Yeah, yeah. No, we've come a long way.
Not in a million years did I ever think I would say that.
If you study the Divas division and then you just come to now, you're just all like, what happened?
Killian Dane versus Boa happened.
B-O-A!
Killian Dane beat the fuck out of Boa.
Yeah, he did.
Boa's got a good look, though.
Yeah, he's got a good size.
They had a good little like thing where he's like fucking shadow boxing for a minute.
Yeah,
he's Boa's got some upside.
Yeah,
He's a China sighting. I think he's pretty new. They're probably gonna want to. He's probably got some major work to do before he's ready for prime time.
Yeah,
but I can definitely see him being a big deal.
Yeah, no, he's got a good look.
In the main event of the evening, Pete Dunne versus Damian Priest.
This was good.
I did not expect to like this match as much as I did.
No, me neither.
Holy shit, this match was good.
This was really good match.
I also didn't expect to like Damian Priest as much as I did. Like, no, not that I thought he'd be bad, but like I walked away being a big fan.
I think that putting him in there with Pete Dunne made him look really
good. Pete Dunne is going to get...
That guy's money, dude.
Pete Dunne is great. Damian Priest...
I don't think I've seen a bad Pete Dunne match. I've seen Pete Dunne quite a bit.
No, yeah, he doesn't have bad matches, really.
Yeah.
I'm still giggling about that promo from last week. Where, like, I want to live in infamy. It just is fucking corny as shit, but I love it. He's got women around him taking his jacket. Like, he's
a villain from The Crow?
Like, no, he's a bad guy from like the Blade movies. Like he's just he's from a city where it's always Halloween night in like a dance club where like synthy, like, distorted guitars.
Yeah, you had a girlfriend that was murdered on Halloween night.
Yeah, there's, know? Like, he's always just, like, on a throne in a room where orgies are happening around him. Like, he's
both
just,
his parents were shot in an alleyway.
Yeah, and his
pearls went flying everywhere.
Yeah, he's a B-level villain in a Frank Miller comic. Like, I like it. I'm here for it.
I didn't hate
and
it.
And then the spot where like he comes into the ring and shoots the fake arrow at the screen and his name comes up. I like that.
I do too. That's fun.
He was really good in the ring though. I haven't really seen much of him before.
He was better than I expected.
No, I thought he was going to be a little greener than he was.
Yeah.
And Pete Dunne performed as always. This match was fantastic.
Before that match, though, him and Killian Dane kind of had a stare down. And,
oh, they did. Pete Dunne snapped his fingers.
I bet you they're going to say he broke his fingers this next time.
You think like he broke some fingers?
Yeah. Yeah. I Killian Dane and Pete Dunne are going to feud here.
You think it's
that's going to happen.
Killian, Pete Dunne, that'll be a good
match. That's going to be a smash mouth.
Pete Dunne, you haven't really seen Pete Dunne wrestle people too much bigger than him yet.
Not a ton, no.
So that'll be
I'm
situation.
Looking forward to it. I want to see it. Let these bulls collide.
Yeah, it was really good. I would look forward to that. I think that this match went for a while. I think it was good the whole time.
Didn't try to do too much.
No, it didn't. And that's what I liked about it. It all made sense.
The pacing was good. The wrestling
was
good.
You had one part you didn't like. At one point, they overdid it with the strikes a little bit, you said?
Yeah, there was that one part. I don't like that spot anywhere where they're exchanging blows for what seems like way too long.
Yeah, that's a British spot.
It happens in a lot of wrestling now. I just don't like it particularly, but if that's my one gripe of it, I'd give it 4 stars. It was a good match.
Yeah, I really, really enjoyed it. The finish was good.
Yeah.
Ref kind of got stuck between them. She's trying to crawl between them, and while that's happening, Damian Priest gets the low blow.
Yeah, kicked him right in the boys.
Yep, gets him with Crossroads. I think he calls it Crossroads. Yeah. And gets the win. It was a great match. Both of them took each other to the limit. Damian Priest gets the win
undefeated.
Still undefeated. Gets the win with a dirty blow.
Yeah,
and the crowd booed for it.
Yeah, exactly.
He got heat. Yeah, won dirty.
Yep,
remained undefeated. Pete Dunne looked great. Everybody walked away better.
He progressed the storyline.
Everybody walked away better for it.
That was well done. So
my guess is Damian Priest and Pete Dunne are probably done here.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't make them do it again.
Pete Dunne is probably going to go on to feud with Killian Dane. Damian Priest will probably feud with somebody else.
Someone else. Yeah, just it could be.
I wouldn't be super surprised to see Damian Priest and Matt Riddle do something.
Okay. I can see that. Have a nice little feud there.
Yeah.
So, which was better this week?
Oh, NXT.
No. NXT.
Like I said, I feel like AEW was more bad than good, and I was hard up to think of anything I didn't like on NXT this week.
NXT was great.
This might be the best NXT episode I've seen in a while.
This was really good. So, yeah.
No, the whole NXT.
No, as we were watching AEW, I'm like, can we hurry up and.
No, I was like, I just want to watch NXT.
Yeah.
I was like, this is. AEW is like, here's the thing. I keep saying NXT still feels like the developmentals. It's not even a complaint. She's calling it a complaint is false. It's an observation.
Yeah.
They're newer guys. They're not the guys yet.
Yeah.
But AEW, those are the guys.
Yeah.
And AEW still doesn't feel as good sometimes.
No. The in between the ropes, NXT is better.
Oh, without question.
The ratings. How are the ratings this week?
AEW wins again.
AEW, was it close or?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about. But okay. I don't have that information readily available.
Finn Balor is coming back this week.
Yeah, they had a cool little vignette for him.
We'll see what it does this week. I wonder if Balor's going to give him a little bump.
My guess is that USA didn't expect NXT to win this.
Mm. No, I don't think they do either.
We call this a Wednesday Night War. WWE isn't at war here. AEW is.
Right.
I disagree.
AEW put the show there. WWE countered it. They may not officially say they're at war, but they're fighting with them. They're trying to hurt that company.
But here's the thing. I guess that's fair. I'll amend my statement.
And they're both competing for the same audience.
You're right. I will amend my statement. To say that NXT losing in the ratings battle is not a loss.
I'm not saying it. It probably sounds more negative than I would like it to be.
I
want to see if NXT will.
Will NXT NXT ever beat AEW in the ratings?
Right.
Something would have to happen pretty dramatic. What I want to see is by the time the new year rolls around, will they be close?
Yeah.
Because at this point, they're not. They're still pretty far off.
I think AEW's still super new. I think that people are still.
There's still a lot of shine on it. We're still watching new wrestling.
Yep.
AEW has yet to make a big mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight wasn't good wrestling, but they didn't do anything bad. No. Nothing
glaring. Terror,
nothing happened that made me go, fuck it, I don't want to watch this.
Right.
So NXT hasn't had that happen yet either.
It's still really colorful. They had the big arena. They were in Philly. The crowd was hot.
Wednesday night has still been the best night of wrestling.
I look forward to this. I look forward to watching wrestling on Thursday. Breaking it down, doing the podcast.
Wednesday night has still been better than Mondays, Fridays, and Sundays consistently since this started.
Yeah.
If at any point that changes, I would be interested to see what happens.
Yeah, but we'll keep monitoring the ratings anyways. Just
for sure.
Just to see. Because I like to see if, for some reason, NXT does surpass it, what puts them over the top.
Yeah.
So, this has got to be our longest.
Oh, no, without
two and a half hours in?
Yeah.
Are we ready for some final thoughts of your show tonight?
I absolutely think so.
All right, final thoughts.
So this puts the score to me at NXT 2, AEW 1.
Mm.
And again, I count that, like, I that first week really gets an asterisk in that AEW is going to win that first week no matter what.
Yeah.
I don't think that AEW couldn't have won it. I really think NXT is a great product. I'm really excited to see where the women's division is going on there. I'm super impressed with it. I really am looking forward to seeing Rhea Ripley wrestle again. I want to see that finish she was doing again last week.
I want to see if she can do it to somebody bigger.
Yeah, I bet she can, because, she is so much bigger than most of the women. She's 6 foot.
It's a very odd move. I do want to see it again, though. They put it into the video package. Did you see that?
It's not a sharpshooter. It's an Indian deathlock.
Okay.
And it's
inverted. It's not the way you normally do it.
Yeah, it's interesting. But no, there's that. I'm also interested to see how pay-per-views break down with NXT.
Mm.
How the titles?
We're gonna do takeovers.
How takeovers? How few? Will there be any matches from NXT? How many?
Yeah.
How frequently will just titles?
I would
all the titles.
That NXT guys aren't going to Crown Jewel.
No, that's not gonna happen. Crown Jewel is
Survivor Series. Whatever's next after that.
Yeah, Survivor Series, a big.
We
four.
May get the NXT title defended on that.
Yeah, but then smaller pay per views maybe. Will those happen?
If Balor comes back, I could very well see that being on the main.
Sure. Yeah. Will the big feuds or will? How often will the North American title?
Well,
sometimes, never.
If you're opening up a pay-per-view with the NXT championship, you can close it with the WWE championship or the Universal title. Like,
you can treat that like a mid-card title.
That's what I'm saying.
Or even on the pre-show.
Yeah.
No,
I wouldn't put the NXT title on the pre-show. Personally, but they put the Intercontinental Championship.
Yeah,
like I'm not saying they're not going to, but I'm just saying I personally wouldn't.
Sure,
because you want to give them that.
You could
that
get the, you
rub.
Could get
you
the,
wanna,
you could put the North American title on the pre-show or the NXT tag title.
Yeah,
the NXT women's title.
I'd be perfectly okay with that.
Yeah, no, that's fair. No, the North American the NXT title probably share the main card for views for NXT. That's a fair point.
Yeah,
for the ratings sake, the NXT title on the main card that stands to reason. But yeah, no, that's all exciting. I'm interested to see where that goes.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see where the draft goes. Mm-hmm.
And trades.
I'm really frustrated with the Fiend's booking. WWE has pissed away the hottest thing they had. It is, what time is it? It is 2:22 in the morning.
Yeah.
We are at 2 hours and 32 minutes into this podcast.
Yes,
we had a great night of wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Chad Schultz. I'd like to dedicate this podcast to my my friend Cam, who passed away this week. We love you, buddy.
3 claps for him.
If you're not doing well in life, people care. There's people you can reach out to.
True.
Please do that. My name is Chad Showtime Schultz. I love you all, and there's not a thing you can do about it. And I need to know better.
True.
Trebuchet, final thoughts.
My final thoughts. Well, by my count, I've got NXT up 3-0 on AEW. I've enjoyed it much better each time I've seen it. Women's division carrying that product. Absolutely. Every time I see the NXT women, I'm like, I need to see more of this. This is the best thing going on Wednesday nights. And that's including Chris Jericho. And that's saying something. This was fun. I will have ice cream cake for you guys next week. We may be in a different location. We'll see how motivated I am. And, yeah, this has been quite the thing. I look forward to it. We will see you guys next time at Comic-Con soon as well. I am Trebuchet. He is Showtime. Trebuchet out.